5 County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. This is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball, live on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to you. Mitchell Speltz with you on the call for the final game of this six-game series. From 5 County Stadium, Green Jackets are going for a split here today on this Mother's Day Sunday. A lot of pink out there, also a cold one here from Zebulon. 49 degrees at the moment, not going to get much higher. And it's going to be a chilly one. Wind once again playing a factor. Weather-wise, rain will be out of the mix, it appears. But again, it is going to be chilly today. It did so at the end of yesterday's game. And it'll once again play a factor. We'll see how it affects both offenses and the pitchers today, as we'll see a rematch of game one of this series. Luis Vargas will square off with Brandon Jordan for the Mudcats. That was a game Jordan and the Mudcats won quite easily, 14-1. And what was the most lopsided defeat of the season? For Augusta, they'll have to defeat Jordan this time. If they're going to get the split, head back home and start up a new six-game homestand with the Columbia Fireflies on Tuesday. We're just getting started here on the On Deck Show, built by Taxler. We'll return, take our drive around the league. Check out the Carolina League and the Atlanta Braves on this Sunday, Mother's Day Day. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back with more on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Taxslayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where Taxslayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave Taxslayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a Taxslayer today. See why Taxslayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at taxslayer.com. Taxslayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where Taxslayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave Taxslayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a Taxslayer today. See why Taxslayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at taxslayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
The On Deck Show, built by Taxslayer, continues from cold Zebulon, North Carolina, 5 County Stadium. Let's now take our drive around the league, presented by EasyGo. No games have started yet in the Carolina League, but the slate looks like this. Down East is at Kannapolis. That game starts at 1 o'clock p.m., same as us. Two doubleheaders today, Fredericksburg and Lynchburg. They got washed out yesterday in what was supposed to be a doubleheader day. They'll make up two today and two at a later date. Myrtle Beach is at Salem for two. Delmarva finishes up their series at Segra Park against Columbia. The Fireflies then make their way to SRP Park in North Augusta starting on Tuesday. And Fayetteville is at Charleston. River Dogs trying to take 5 of 6 from the Woodpeckers. In the Atlanta Braves organization, Atlanta is hosting the Milwaukee Brewers. Those two teams have split the first couple of games of the series. Max Fried threw a gem yesterday for Atlanta en route to the 3-2 win. Gwinnett hosts Charlotte in the series finale at Couray Field. Mississippi plays host to Pensacola at 3:05. And the Rome Braves conclude their series in Greenville. The Drive hosts the Braves, the Red Sox affiliate, at 3:05 p.m. Now that we're about a month into the season, let's check out the Carolina League standings. First, in the South Division, Myrtle Beach currently leads the pack at 18-7. They're a game and a half up on Charleston, who's 17-9. Green Jackets currently sitting third at 14-12. They are 4.5 back off the pace. Kannapolis, the Cannonballers, are in fourth at 13-13. And at the bottom is both Fayetteville and Columbia. Each are 9-17, 9.5 back of first place. In the North Division, currently Fredericksburg sits at the top, but they haven't played in a couple of days. They're 15-9, currently two games up on both Lynchburg, their opponent today, and the Carolina Mudcats, who are just two games back. Mudcats looking for their second consecutive series win. Salem is 4.5 back. Red Sox had a good start, but they have been slumping as of late. They are 3-7 over their last 10 games. Down East is 11-15, and Delmarva sits at the bottom at 9-17 currently, seven games out of first place. We'll take another break here on the On Deck Show, built by Tax Slayer. We return. We'll check out the star and left and the injury report here from Five County Stadium on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
All you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
County Stadium for the series finale between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Carolina Mudcats. Let's check out the starting lineups for the sixth and final game. First, for your visiting Augusta Green Jackets, they are 14-12 on the season, currently 4.5 back in the South Division of the Carolina League of Myrtle Beach, led by first-year field manager Nestor Perez. They are the single-A Carolina League affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Their starting nine looks like this today at second base, Geraldo Quintero. Batting second at shortstop, Cal Conley. Stephen Paulini bats third. He is in right field. In the cleanup role, the catcher, Adam Zabrowski. Brandon Parker bats fifth. He's in left field. In center field and batting sixth, Caden Morton. Batting seventh, first baseman, Braulio Vasquez. Batting eighth, the DH today, Victor De Hoyos. And in the ninth spot, third baseman, Caleb Durbin. Again, for Augusta, it's Quintero, Conley, Paulini, Zabrowski, Parker, Morton, Vasquez, De Hoyos, and Durbin. Starting pitcher for Augusta is Luis Vargas. This will be his third start. Started the opener of this series back on Tuesday, went four innings, nine runs scored, six were earned. He will look for a pick-me-up here on this cold Sunday afternoon. And now for the Green Jackets' opponent, the Carolina Mudcats. They are also 14-12 on the season, two back of Fredericksburg for first in the North Division of the Carolina League. Led by first-year manager Victor Estevez, they are the single-A Carolina League affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. Leading off today, the right fielder, Albert Cipion. Batting second, center fielder, Jackson Chorio. Batting third is the shortstop, Eduardo Garcia. Jesus Chirinos is in the cleanup spot. He's at first base. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Henry Mendez. Batting sixth, in left field, Hedbert Perez. In the seventh spot, third baseman, Alberis Ferrer. The catcher, Jose Cibrian, bats eighth. And in the ninth spot, second baseman, Zach Robbie. One more time for the Mudcats, Cipion, Chorio Garcia, Chirinos, Mendez, Perez, Ferrer, Cibrian, and Robbie. Brandon Jordan, the right-hander from the University of South Carolina, gets the call today for the Mudcats. He also started back on Tuesday. He earned a win as the native of Collinsville, Oklahoma, looks to make it back-to-back victories on the mound for the Mudcats, giving them a series victory. Today's umpires are Elliot Melton. He's behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes. Jared Molman is on the base paths. Now time for the Augusta University injury report to take out the IL currently for Augusta. Four players currently reside there. Ben Thompson, the right-hander, he is on the injured list, along with catcher Antonio Barranca. And a pair of left-handers, Adam Shoemaker and Sam Strickland, represent currently a four-man injured list for the Augusta Green Jackets. We're just about ready to go. We've got one last break, and we'll have Mother's Day baseball here from Five County Stadium. Stick with us. We're back with baseball after this on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
You spend your big tax refund. Take a trip, bank it, get that big flat screen TV. Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change terms.
County Stadium. We are just about ready for some baseball on this chilly Sunday afternoon on the eastern part of North Carolina. Mitchell Speltz with you as we get set for the final game. Green Jackets trying to get out of Five County Stadium with a series split with the Mudcats after a win yesterday in extra innings, 6-5. See if they can keep the momentum going, or if the weather will play an impact today. It is currently 49 degrees, and we have some light drizzle coming on the field. Almost looks like snow flurries a little bit, but it's just some light rain coming down, not too heavy, and it shouldn't last here too long, one wouldn't think, looking at the radar and the weather report. But we'll see. Brandon Jordan takes the mound for the Mudcats. This will be his second start of the series and his fifth overall this year. Last time out, picked up a win against Augusta on Tuesday as he went five innings, allowed one run. It was unearned, however. Five hits, four strikeouts, two walks. And what was his first win of the season comes in with a 1-1 record, an earned run average of .257. Here's the starting lineup for Augusta. He will face off with today. Geraldo Quintero once again leads it off. Cal Conley bats second, but Stephen Paulini moving up to the three spot. In the middle, Adam Zabrowski, Brandon Parker, and Caden Morton. Bottom three, Braulio Vasquez, Victor De Hoyos, and Caleb Durbin to complete the lineup card for Nestor Perez's Augusta Green Jackets. Defense behind Brandon Jordan and the Mudcats today. Hedber Perez back in left field for Carolina. Jackson Choria once again in center with Arbert Cipion in right field. It's Alberis Ferrer at third, Eduardo Garcia at short, Zach Robbie's at second base, with Jesus Chirinos man in first base, and the catcher is Jose Cibrian, catching the right-hander Brandon Jordan here today. And we are ready to get it going here from Five County Stadium. Geraldo Quintero gets up there with the road gray uniforms, green numbers and lettering, black trim. Mudcats in the home white uniforms, red numbers and lettering, black trim, white ball caps with the black brim, and plenty of pink out there for both sides. First pitch to Quintero is a little up and out, and off we go right at 1:01 local time. Thank you so much for joining us on this Mother's Day. A 1-0 pitch. Quintero takes one down this time. Two balls and no strikes. Good day to go out to a ball game. Maybe not here necessarily. What is a very cold game for baseball. It's gotten colder throughout the week. 2-0 pitch. That one just a bit down and out. Didn't miss by a whole lot. And it's 3-0. 49 degrees at first pitch. Wind blowing steadily towards right in from center. And some light drizzle coming down. 3-0 pitch is down the middle. And it's 3-1. To Quintero. Coming off one of his best games of the season yesterday. A couple of hits, including a two-run triple in the seventh inning that put Augusta in front. 3-1 pitch. There's a strike belt high. Ball three, strike two to the Augusta second baseman as Jordan looks to battle back from 3-0 down the count. 23-year-old right-hander kicks and throws. A liner to first base. That's going to get by Chirinos and down the line. Quintero digs for second. He will get there standing up. And picking up right where he left off yesterday, Geraldo Quintero with a leadoff double on a 3-2 pitch to get us going here this afternoon. Had a lot of backspin on that liner. It looked like for a second, Chirinos was going to get there. Kind of got crossed up by it. Got by him and down the line, and that made it an easy extra base hit for Geraldo Quintero, who's aboard for the first time for Cal Conley. Conley having himself a nice series, a couple hits and an RBI yesterday, played an instrumental part in Augusta's 6-5 extra innings win. That's on the left-hand side. First pitch to Jordan is going to be bunted down the third base side. This is a good bunt. Only play is first. It's a low throw by Ferrer, and he'll go into the bullpen. In the score is Quintero. To second goes Conley, and it's quickly 1-0 Augusta. A perfect sack bunt gone wrong as Alberis Ferrer threw it low. Chirinos couldn't pick it. And the Green Jackets, two batters in, seven pitches into the game, have a 1-0 lead on Carolina. Now to go down is a sack bunt and an error. And Alberis Ferrer in E5. That puts Conley into scoring position for Stephen Polini. Already 1-0 Augusta. Now at the start, Brandon Jordan, the Mudcats are looking for. First pitch to Polini is down and in. One ball, no strikes. This has been a relatively clean game or clean series defensively. And again, you factor in the weather a little bit. We'll see how it plays a factor on the field. There's, again, light drizzle coming down right now. Nothing heavy. 1-0 is outside. 2-0. It's going to be a factor for both sides because most of these pitchers are not used to throwing in this kind of weather, especially in the early stages of May. Normally it's very nice down here. Two balls, no strikes to Polini. The pitch to him, a swing and a miss. Behind a fastball, two balls and one strike. The one run Jordan gave up on Tuesday was an unearned run. As it stands right now, the run that scored is unearned, but that might very easily change how this inning plays out. 2-1, a fly ball, left center, well struck. Hedber Perez goes back on it. He'll have room. He'll make the catch. Conley bluffs the tag as the ball comes in quickly, and there's one away. Polini very good at going to the opposite field. Wind might have knocked that down just a little bit. Wind not quite blowing as hard as it did yesterday, but still very much a factor. And with the cooler air, ball might not travel as well. Adam Zabrowski, one of the hottest hitters on the Green Jackets coming into today. Bats with Conley at second. 1-0 Augusta here in the top of the first inning. Conley's got a big lead. Doesn't go as the first pitch is high. And Zabrowski gets up in the count. And yesterday off, Arusber Estrada, a starting catcher, had himself a night. Three hits, including a go-ahead RBI single in the 10th inning. Going with the short sleeves today is Zabrowski. 1-0 pitch is down and away. 2-0. Not many of those players today. There's a few. In terms of Augusta players, he's the only one I see. Otherwise, there's quite a few Carolina players who are going out the long sleeves today. 2 balls and no strikes to the Augusta catcher. The pitch is high. And now it's 3-0. As Jordan is going to work on his 15th pitch coming up to Zabrowski on the verge of walking him. And Zabrowski with the green light. Most of the Green Jackets have it in this situation if it's a great pitch. There goes Conley for third. He'll take all the way. The pitch is up and in. Throw down to third base is not in time. And it's a stolen base for Cal Conley. Always a tougher throw for the catcher and Cibrian that time with Zabrowski entitled to the batter's box. You have to move and give yourself an angle to make that throw. And it was a good one, but Conley had a great jump. He realized Jordan wasn't looking at him all that much. Ends up swiping the bag, and he does it with relative ease. So Conley now at third base, and here comes the pitching coach now for Carolina. And Drew Thomas to talk with Jordan, who is fighting the elements here in the opening inning. Stolen base number 44 for Augusta this year for Cal Conley. That is his seventh. Only Caleb Durbin is better, and he's doubling him up at the moment. He's got 14. As the whole infield huddles around Jordan, a chance for a big inning for Augusta. One run is already in. It was a sack bunt attempt by Cal Conley. It was a perfect one down the third base line. And Alberes Ferreira threw it away, and that resulted in Geraldo Quintero, who led the game off with a double scoring. If you're just picking us up a few minutes late, we got you covered on this Mother's Day afternoon, and it is a cold one. Out of blankets, umbrellas, sweatshirts, stocking caps. They don't break those out too much. Not in this neighborhood. Runners on the corners for Brandon Parker. First pitch from Jordan to him is lined to left. Base hit for Brandon Parker. In to score is Conley, and it's 2-0 Green Jackets here in the opening inning. Brandon wasted no time on that one. Had one left up in the zone, and he got the barrel to the ball very quickly and shot it through the left side of the infield. Green Jackets with a two spot here in the opening inning and a chance for more still as Caden Morton comes to the plate. Continues to be a nice little run for Parker over the last week plus. 2-1, one out for Morton. First pitch is down and in, and it will skip away from the catcher, Cibrian. Everybody up a base. Zabrowski to third, Parker to second. That gets rid of that double play possibility conventionally, and now the infield might be on the verge of moving in for Carolina as the count is 1-0. Green Jackets broke the trend yesterday. The team that scored first prior to last night's game had lost. However, Augusta changed that with their extra innings win. Infield halfway in for Carolina. 1-0 pitch to Morton. A swing and a miss. Came inside with a changeup, and it's 1-1 to the right-handed center fielder and Caden Morton. Caden's bat starting to heat up a little bit. Three multi-hit games over the last week. Got a couple of them last weekend against Delmarva. One yesterday. Break-even pitch. More and a half swing. They will ask, and he did not go on a good changeup down and away. 2 balls and a strike. It's made this inning a little bit more difficult for Brandon Jordan is that error on that sack bun. If he didn't have that, we just need one more out. Instead, now first or second and third, one out. The pitch to Morton, a swing and a miss. Tied him up inside with a fastball. Well positioned, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Having to work a little harder here in the opening inning. Caden Morton trying to keep the line going. He's the sixth batter of the inning for Augusta with Braulio Vasquez waiting next. The 2-2. A swing and a liner. Base hit into left center field just off the glove of the leaping Eduardo Garcia at shortstop. And Caden Morton's got his fifth RBI of the season. His bat stays electric, and it is 3-0 Augusta here in the first inning. That one was smoked, and if Garcia's maybe back a step, he's got a shot at that one, but he got up there, and it just deflected off the tip of his glove, slowed it down a little bit. Didn't really change the outcome of the play, as only one run scored. Brandon Parker had to make sure that got through, but it's the third hit of the inning for the Green Jackets, and they are up 3-0 here in the first. As their offense continues to swing it well here in the last few nights here. Got off to a bit of a slow start. Runners on the corners. Jordan deals to Vasquez. A wave and a miss. A snap throw to first. Backstanding, though, is Morton. Wasn't off by a ton. Cibrian trying to steal an out, perhaps. And a crooked number here in the first. Green Jackets scored three in the first back in the rain-long game on Thursday, or Friday, I should say. 0-1 pitch is in the dirt, scooped up by Cibrian. One ball and one strike. And now they have scored in the first in three consecutive games, an 11th time overall. This has been a specialty for them. They've had a very good top of the order. Geraldo Quintero, Cal Conley, Randall Mesquita, who's got the day off today. Break-even pitch is a breaking ball, missed away. Two balls and a strike. Action currently in the Carolina bullpen. Right-hander Trevor Teets is warming up. He was tossing for a good portion of the game yesterday, but never pitched. Next pitch for Jordan is going to be his 25th. 2-1. A liner foul. As Vasquez a little behind that one as it drifts into the seats. 2-2. Saw yesterday the starter for the Mudcats, Carlos Rodriguez, had a tough first inning. The first four reached. A walk, a single, an error, and another single. But then he readily settled in after that, got 12 in a row. Kept the deficit at 1-0 as the pitch to Vasquez is nubbed foul to the left side as he got on top of it. Remains a two-ball, two-strike count to Braulio Vasquez. That's kind of when the game started to change a little bit. Augusta had an early lead. Had Chris Anglin starting. He threw well. J.J. Necro picked him up and continued that suit. Big lead for Morton off first. 2-2 pitch, a half swing, and that'll be a called strike three. And Vasquez drops the shoulders, not in his head, not in agreement with that at all. And Vasquez is out number two. And now it's the big swinging. Victor De Hoyo is coming up with runners down the corners. That's a big out for Brandon Jordan. Three runs currently on the board here in the first inning. One that's currently lasted about 10 minutes for Augusta. They are making Brandon Jordan work his way out of the cold. Brandon Parker at third base. Caden Morton at first. 3-0 Augusta here in the first inning. Morton a big jump. He's off, and De Hoyos will let him take second base. A pitch down the middle, and no chance to throw out Morton. He's got a swipe base. It was about halfway there before Jordan even let that go, and De Hoyos knew it right away and just said, I'll let this pitch go by. That's good awareness, though. So now a base hit can score a couple. 0-1 pitch. De Hoyo is a big swing and a foul back. And it's 1-1. As he's going without the sleeves today. As a designated hitter, De Hoyos has had a nice little run at the plate. Got some playing time last week against Del Mar. They had a huge 5-for-5 game. And what was a 14-2 blowout victory for Augusta, perhaps the best offensive game of the year for any Green Jacket to this point. The 2-2 pitch, or 0-2 pitch, is a little high, and it's 1-2. And he's made the most of his opportunities. Green Jackets have gotten some good offensive production from the catchers. An OPS, a little over 700 between him, Ruiz Burestrada, Adam Zabrowski, and Antonio Barranco, who's currently on the injured list. 1-2 pitch, a check swing, a slider missed, down and away. 2-2 on the 30th pitch of the inning for Brandon Jordan. And the way this has progressed for him, this might be his only inning. Only once you get into that 30-pitch zone as a minor league pitcher, that's typically the danger zone area. You don't want to go too further past that. Might be his last hitter as well. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. A foul tip that was caught by the catcher Cibrian, and that will retire the side. But Augusta, crooked number in the opening inning. They score three times off Brandon Jordan. RBIs for Brandon Parker and Caden Morton. And we are headed to the bottom of the first. It's Augusta 3 at Carolina coming up. Luis Vargas toes the rubber, and we return on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
All you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p, Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price, $200. 0% APR, qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything.
for Augusta. 3-0 Green Jackets, bottom of the first inning. Geraldo Quintero coming around on an error. RBIs by Brandon Parker and Caden Moore improves a couple of more. And now Vargas, with an early 3-spot lead, will make his third start of the year, 6th appearance of the year. He appeared as a starter back on Tuesday, and the Mudcats knocked him around a little bit, scored 9 runs, 6 of them were earned. First time Vargas has been scored upon this year. He gets the Carolina offense that looks like this, 1-9. Arbert Sippy on the leadoff spot, ball by Jackson Torrio and Eduardo Garcia. Jesus Chirinos, Henry Mendez, and Hedbert Perez in the middle. Bottom three, Alperis Ferrer, Jose Cibrian, and Zach Robbie. As Arbert Sipion leads it off against Luis Vargas, first pitch coming is high, and it's 1-0. Long sleeves out there for Vargas, pitching in the current drizzle coming down. 49 degrees at first pitch. 1-0 pitch is fouled back right into the top part of the netting, and it's 1-1. Sipion leading off today. He had a homer in yesterday's game. That was off J.J. Necro in the fourth inning. Gave Carolina a 2-1 lead. Break-even pitch. Sipion takes strike two. Change up from Vargas, and it's 1-2. Fastball slider changeup combination for Luis. He's been very good this year. 1-2 pitch. A fly ball to right. This will get into the seats as it twists in that direction. Maybe a little extra push from the wind as well. Ball one, strike two to the right fielder, Arbert Sipion. And a few starts in left field. Now he's in right for this game. 1-2 is in the dirt. Lost the grip on a slider that time, and that'll be a challenge with a slightly wet baseball. I might see a lot of them getting swapped out. Again, as those little flurries of rain continue to drip down, 2-2 pitch, a pop-up. Into shallow right field, Polini charging in, going back, Vasquez and Quintero. It will be caught basket style by Geraldo Quintero. Made that look very casual. For a second, I thought that was going to get down. That was looking like a dangerous play, but Quintero, nice and relaxed, makes the catch around his hips. And there is one away for Jackson Chorio. Defense for Augusta today. Outfield unit is Brandon Parker, Caden Morton, and Stephen Paulini left to right. Caleb Durbin at third with Cal Conley back at short. Geraldo Quintero at the second baseman with Braulio Vasquez at first as the opening pitch to Chorio misses inside with a spinner. And it's 1-0. Adam Zabrowski, the battery mate today for Luis Vargas. 1-0. Here comes Luis as Chorio had a big cut and he missed. 0-1. Chorio having himself one heck of a series. Played a big part in yesterday's game. 2 hits and a run scored as the 1-1 pitch is fouled back. And it's 1-2. It has been no doubt the top offensive performer for Carolina in what is his debut series. He appeared for the first time on Tuesday after being called up from extended spring training in Arizona. 1-2 pitches inside, backed him out. And it's 2-2. To give you some perspective in this series, he is 8-21 with 4 doubles. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a foul off the mask of Adam Zabrowski. Rung his bell a little bit, but he's good. Got the protective hockey mask on, so that'll protect you a little bit more than the classic old school one. For example, Antonio Barranco wears that, where you have the classic helmet and then the lesser protective mask. 2-2. Chorio, a drive to left, going back. Parker gets turned around, and he will watch it go off the top of the wall. Plays it quickly, and that's going to play just to a single for Chorio. That one took off his bat, but Parker was there right away, played the hopper right off the top of the wall as well as you could, and now it's the 9th hit of the series for Chorio, what was nearly a home run. And now Eduardo Garcia comes up, the RBI leader for Carolina. He's got 21 of them, including one yesterday. Augusta 3, Carolina nothing here in the bottom of the first inning. Now Vargas looks for a ground ball. Get that double play, perhaps. A little bit of a pull shift on for Garcia to the left side. First pitch, a swing and a miss. Fastball by him at 90, 0-1. Garcia left yesterday's game early. Back in the lineup here today. 0-1, a wave and a miss. Threw him a slider that time that tailed away from him. Well spotted by Vargas. 0-2. Vargas has become a regular in the rotation, filling in for Adam Shoemaker, who's currently on the injured list. 0-2 pitch is a ball call. What would have been strike three? Well spotted. I think Garcia let that one go by because he saw the ball called by the base umpire, Jared Molman. Didn't see it, but it looked like a slight twitch, I think, called on Vargas. You can't have any upper body movement once you come set on the rubber. So Balk puts Chorio at second. No balls, two strikes still to Garcia. Look that direction. The 0-2 pitch. A wave and a miss. Chased one in the dirt. They will have to secure it at first now, and they will. As Vasquez toes the bag, makes the catch, and that's out number two. First strikeout for Luis Vargas, and now Jesus Chirinos. And we saw Chris Englin yesterday in what was the normal spot for Roiber Salinas in the rotation. Roiber made his debut with the Rome Braves last night. And then Vargas has been the fill-in for Adam Shoemaker, who has been on the injured list since April 27th. And Vargas has thrown the ball well. Again, hasn't been scored upon since his last outing, which was a start against the Mudcats where they got him pretty good. First pitch, a wave and a miss. He's getting a lot of those well-placed sliders here in this opening inning, and it's 0-1. And if you missed it yesterday, a bit of a tough debut for Roiber Salinas with the Rome Braves in Greenville. Pitched just two-thirds of an inning. Didn't get through the first. 0-1 pitch is high, and it's 1-1. Now, a couple of strikeouts, but he walked three and then gave up just one hit. However, it was a grand slam, and that would be the end of his day. But better days are ahead for Roiber Salinas, I can tell you that much. 1-1. Hey, wave and a miss. Chased one down the zone. It's 1-2. First start on the road, joining the club midweek. Never an easy transition, and, of course, still learning that catching unit, and it just takes time. Getting back in front of the home crowd. I'm sure Roiber is going to be sharp next time out. 1-2 pitch. A fly ball into right field. Paulini goes back. Morton drifts that direction from center, and he will call him off and make the catch in right field. And what was normally a ball for Paulini, but Caden Morton likes anything he can get his hands on out there, and he'll make the catch, calls off his right fielder, and retires the side. We're through an inning here from Carolina. It's the Green Jackets 3, Mudcats nothing, as we go to the second inning on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're
back with you, top of the second on this Mother's Day afternoon as Durbin leads it off against Brandon Jordan, who's back out there. First pitch is a strike, and it's 0-1. Went just over 30 pitches in that opening frame, but he will remain in the ball game. Got the final two guys via the K. He says Durbin for the first time. The 0-1 pitch is tapped foul behind home, and it's nothing in two. He's eight batters in the inning. Durbin was the only Green Jacket who did not come up as it's 3-0 Augusta, top of the second inning. Jordan back in the windup. Here's the 0-2 pitch. A ball in the dirt. Overthrows a fastball at 90 miles an hour, 1-2. Those little flurries of rain still coming down. Again, it's light rain and not too bad. Not going to stop a ball game because of it, but it can certainly have an effect on a pitcher, especially with the cold weather currently. 1-2 pitch. Durbin turns the shoulder and takes one inside. Two balls and two strikes. It didn't seem to affect Luis Vargas all that much. Got through the first in four batters. Two flyouts and a strikeout. And also a single to Churio. 2-2 pitch. A swing and a foul that went into the dirt. Cibrian plopped the glove up. Acted like he caught it. But it was actually sitting right in front of him. I think he thought he had it. Never saw it sitting right on home plate. Two balls and two strikes. Caleb Durbin, the nine-hitter. Brandon Jordan kicks and throws. Durbin a bouncing ball to the third, and it's going to eat up Ferrer over at third, and there'll be no play. Durbin's aboard at first, tried to play the in-between hop, and that might be the second error of the game for Alberes Ferrer over at third. It was a big two-hopper, and right on that in-between off the heel of the glove, it stayed in the infield as Eduardo Garcia backed him up, and that will be the second E5 of the game on Alberes Ferrer. Had one that led to a run back in the first inning, and now here's the top of the order in Geraldo Quintero. Trying to pick up where he left off last inning, had a double to start the game. First pitch is down and away, and the switch hitting Quintero's up 1-0, batting from the left side. And the seventh pitch of the at-bat in a 3-2 battle with Jordan, he won it with a two-bagger down the right field line. 1-0, and he's swinging a foul back into the netting, had a good cut. A little behind on it, one ball, one strike. Geraldo's been a very good stretch. He has a hit in seven consecutive coming in. He extended that to eight with his first inning double. That ties Brandel Mesquita for the longest hitting streak on the club with eight. Mesquita did his a couple of weeks ago. 1-1 pitch is in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Now Quintero's been a model of consistency at the top of the order on base percentage of .321. And it was about a matter of time until Geraldo got it going with the bat. He's had a lot of good swings, a lot of long outs. At some point, that's going to translate and just overcompensate. That's typically how baseball works. At the 2-1 is up and in, 3-1. At the end of the day, you look at averages, OPS, on-base percentage. It always gets to the point where you think it's going to get with a hitter. Whether you have a slump or a hot run, it always ends up in that spot. 3-1 the count to Quintero. Durbin gets his lead off of first. They'll throw over that direction. He's back standing. And whether you're on a big slump, at some point it'll always overcompensate and you'll get hot at some point. And that is currently the stretch Quintero is on. He's 5 or 6 for 21 in the series with three extra base hits as he fouls one back. And it remains there. It's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. A double and 2 triples. Had a triple in the opener off Brandon Jordan. Matter of fact, to start that game, he had a 3-bagger off the wall. And start this one, he had a double. Full boat. There goes Durbin. A swing and a liner. Right field. Falling fast. And this one's going to be caught. And Durbin's going to be a dead duck at first base. That's a double play. Durbin had no idea. That ball was being lined to right. And by the time he saw it, he was already around second base. And that's a tough luck double play. That's the right time to send the runner on a 3-2 pitch. Try and stay out of the double play. But sometimes you have tough luck and you hit into a double play. That's the one thing you're not protected against, those liners. Especially in the infield, if it's into the outfield, you got a chance to get back, depending if you pick up on it. As Cal Connolly bats, and he takes the first pitch strike on the outside corner, 0-1. And by the time that ball was off the bat, Durbin was around second base, and even if he retreats immediately, I'm not sure he gets back. As Cyprian put that one on the money. Connolly checks the swing and takes one low. 1 ball and 1 strike. That's really the first time, though, that has come back to haunt Augusta. They've been very good in hit-and-run situations. And Quintero, another hard-hit ball, except 2 outs this time as Connolly takes one in the dirt. 2 balls and 1 strike. That's one of those calculated risks that just doesn't go your way. And you move on. Connolly with the bases empty and 2 outs. Here's the 2-1. A swing and a screamer to center. Chorio going back on the run. Will leap and make the catch over the shoulder. That's been a lot of the tough hits for Cal Conley lately. A lot of well-struck balls, but right at opposing defenders. And Chorio makes a great catch in center to rob him of one. And that'll do it for the Green Jackets. They're done in 3 batters. To the bottom of the second we go. It's still Augusta 3. Carolina nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
Bottom of the second inning here from Five County Stadium. Augusta's got a 3-0 lead over Carolina as we play in the series finale of the 6-game set. Green Jackets, if they win today, will get a split with the Mudcats. After dropping three of the first four, they are trying to win back-to-back games. As Luis Vargas got through the first and four batters, he goes back to the mound. Did it very efficiently also, did it in just 12 pitches. They'll get Henry Mendez to start off the Carolina half of the second. The DH today for the Mudcats, the affiliates of the Milwaukee Brewers. Team that's produced a very good farm system. First pitch to Mendez, a rocket to right. Paulini charges and he'll get there. Hung up just long enough for him as it was hit right at him. And those liners are never easy, folks. When they're coming right at you, especially, you have a split second to figure out whether you have to charge it or go back on it. And Paulini had a great jump on it. Makes the catch. And there's one away. And speaking of Brewers prospects, here comes one of their top men in the top 10. Edbert Perez, according to MLB Pipeline, is number 8. Number 9 by Baseball America. Two very popular publications of minor league prospects. As the first pitch is a check swing low to Perez. And just a buck 53 on the year with two homers and seven driven in as he takes a strike this time on a sweeper. Big slider from Vargas. One ball, one strike. Here is currently, in terms of their overall farm system rank, are middle of the pack, but that's because a lot of their top guys have graduated from their system over the last few years. 1-1 is off the outside edge, 2-1. You look at guys like Corbin Burns, Freddie Peralta, both who pitched here in Carolina. Devin Williams, who's been an elite setup man in Milwaukee. 2-1, Perez a bouncing ball the first, and down to a knee is Vasquez. He'll have it and beat Perez to the base for the second out. Two up and two down. And here comes Alberes Ferrer. Three unassisted on that one if you're keeping track at home on this Mother's Day. As Ferrer enters the box on the right side. Aaron Ashby, another guy for the Mudcats, a system for Milwaukee that's produced a lot of good pitchers as of late as Ferrer rifles one foul down the first base side near the Green Jacket bullpen. They all hop off the bench, all huddled up down there in the cold weather. Ethan Small is another guy to watch, currently dominating AAA in Nashville. That's the AAA affiliate of the Brewers, the Sounds. A half swing and Ferrer went around, and it's 0-2 on a great changeup from Luis Vargas. Sometimes those farm system rankings can be a little deceiving because all those top guys can get to the big leagues. 0-2 pitch, and Ferrer swings and misses. A three-pitch strikeout for Luis Vargas as he makes quick work of Ferrer. His third strikeout of the afternoon, and we are through two from Five County Stadium. It's Augusta 3, Carolina nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like... Saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back with you on this Mother's Day Sunday from Zebulon, North Carolina. 3-0 Augusta in the top of the third inning. Middle portion of the order coming up for Augusta with Stephen Poling, the three-hitter, getting it started. Adam Zabrowski and Brandon Parker will follow. And it's Brandon Jordan who had a good settle-down second inning, got through it in three batters. First pitch to Stephen Poling. He rides outside, and it's one ball, no strikes to the left-handed right fielder for Augusta. Green Jackets trying to get some more runs on the board for their starter, Luis Vargas. 1-0 pitch. There's a changeup that hits the outside corner from Jordan. It's 1-1. Vargas, a very efficient first couple of innings in the rain and the cold. All the above. The wind. 1-1 is a strike down the middle. Another changeup from Jordan. It's 1-2. 27 pitches through two innings for Vargas. He's thrown 20 strikes. With three strikeouts, one base runner. A ball, two strikes to Pauline. They set the target inside. The pitch is outside, and it's 2-2. Fastball from Brandon Jordan, the right-hander from the University of South Carolina. Brewer selection last year in the 9th round. 2-2 is in the dirt. All three, strike two now to Stephen Paulini, a native of Collinsville, Oklahoma. Pitching his college ball at Columbia in South Carolina. 3-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Pauline strikes out on a fastball from Brandon Jordan. And we've got the fire alarms going off here. So we'll see if that is legit or not. No one's moving, so I assume we're good. And now the umpires are stopping play, I think, to figure out whether this was a real deal or maybe some kind of prank here or some accidental pull of the alarm. This series has had a little bit of everything, folks. If you weren't with us on Friday, we had a rain delay. We had a power outage. We had an extra innings game yesterday. Walk off. The fire alarm is going off and no one's moving again. Play is stopped for the time being. Adam Zabrowski waits to bat. Of course, you can't really go on with the sirens going on. Just very distracting to both pitcher and hitter. And we'll see how long this lasts, but it doesn't look like it's anything serious. And hear him a little bit, I think, in the background, the crowd microphone. I certainly hope not there isn't a fire here. In the meantime, they're going to have Brandon Jordan throw some pitches on the mound as we await to continue. Well, this is a stoppage you wish you didn't have in a game, especially from a pitcher's perspective, because now you have to work your way back into a rhythm. And Jordan was rolling. He has retired 4 in a row. As we continue to wait for to see if the alarms go off. So in the meantime, we'll take a quick drive around the league. Some early scores in the Carolina League. Annapolis leads down east 1-0 in the top of the third. Fredericksburg and Lynchburg are playing a doubleheader today. They've been rained out twice this week. We're supposed to play a doubleheader yesterday. That did not occur. Myrtle Beach is at Salem for two today. That starts at 2:30 Eastern time. Game two will follow a half hour after. Fayetteville at Charleston at 5:05 and Delmarva at Columbia later on tonight as well at 5 o'clock. As we continue to wait for the fire alarm to be disabled. A power outage on Friday was a first for me. This is also a first. I've never seen this before or heard this before. And again, the umpire is doing the right thing here. You can't let play go on with this going off. I think at least in best case for Brandon Jordan, this has at least occurred when It wasn't in the middle of an at-bat, and you have to pick up with maybe a 1-1, 2-1 count on a guy. Now, nobody has left the stand, so I think that's a good indication. I think we're all good here. Braves minor league scores. Gwinnett 2, Charlotte 1. That game is through 2 innings. Rome is at Greenville at 3 o'clock. Mississippi hosts Pensacola at 3:05 as well. And, of course, the Atlanta Braves and Milwaukee Brewers are playing one last time in Atlanta today. And those two teams have split the first couple of games. Milwaukee won 6-3 on Friday. 3-2 Atlanta victors yesterday at Truist Park. Now here's what we're going to do. As we continue to attend this fire alarm situation, we're going to go to break quick, come back hopefully soon, and the hope is this is disabled, and then we can resume baseball. So for the time being, we will throw it to a break, and we'll be back shortly, we hope, here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $8.34 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like settling up and chasing down
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Spells back with you here from Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. We are in a delay at the moment with the fire alarm going off here. As it has been clear, there is no fire. That's the good news. Bad news yet is they have to disable the alarm, and fire department's got to do that. They just arrived here. So hopefully we can get back on track very shortly as Adam Zabrowski is waiting to hit in what is currently a 3-0 game for Augusta. They're on top in the top of the third inning. As we have a very unique stoppage of play here from Five County Stadium in the finale on this cold day. Probably the last kind of thing you'd want to hold up a ball game on a getaway day. Augusta returns home to take on the Carolina Mudcats, or I should say take on the Columbia Fireflies. That'll be on Tuesday coming up for a 6-game homestand against their I-20 rivals. And what starts a back and forth, then they'll go on the road to Charleston following that, see the River Dogs for the first time, but we continue to wait on the fire alarms that go off, so we'll go to one more break. Hopefully in a matter of moments we'll be back and ready to go as the teams have left the field. They're in their dugouts. Nobody's out there right now as we await to get through the fire alarm here in the third inning as it's gone off for about 10 to 15 minutes now. So we'll take another break, come back, and hopefully have baseball for you when we return on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Hi, this is Brandon Parker with the Augusta Green Jackets, and you're listening to the future stars of the Atlanta Braves.
We're back, and now we're ready to go. Fire alarm has been disabled. We're all clear from Five County Stadium, and we will return to action in a matter of moments as Brandon Jordan has gone back out to the mound for the Mudcats. He will have to get warmed up again, and almost like it's a new inning here after about 10 to 15 minutes or so as we were in a delay with the fire alarm going off. Good news, of course, there was no fire here. And now we'll see how it affects both pitchers again. Luis Vargas now getting some extended rest on the bench. Who knows, you might see him go out in the bullpen, maybe throw a few pitches, get loose again. But not a super long stoppage, but a very unique one to say the least, as the fire alarm was going off here. They couldn't play through that, of course. You got to take everything very seriously like that. And unfortunately, there was no emergency here. So the infield gets warmed up again. Augusta leads at 3-0 as we play in the top of the third inning with one out. Adam Zabrowski waits to hit. All the Green Jackets' run today have come in the first inning. A sack bunt attempt by Cal Conley results in a throwing error and a run scoring from second base as Quintero touched home. An RBI from Brandon Parker scored Cal Conley. Caden Morton then picked up an RBI of his own with a single left field. That brought home Adam Zabrowski, the man who's just about set to hit on this Mother's Day afternoon from Zebulon, North Carolina, just 30 minutes east of the state capital of Raleigh. Carolina gets set to host Down East in their next series. Augusta will be heading back home to take on the Columbia Fireflies, as now we're ready to go. Thanks for sticking by with us, folks, after that very unique stoppage of play. First time I've seen that, and again, I've seen a little of everything, and Luis Vargas has just begun playing catch in the bullpen, trying to get re-loose. First pitch to Zabrowski's up and away, ball one, as we are officially back from action. 1:50 here locally, here in the top of the third inning. Brandon Jordan starting to settle in on the mound. The 1-0 pitch is inside. Two balls and no strikes. Five of the first six hitters reached against Jordan in the first, but since that point, only one. That was on an error, but wiped him out on a double play ball. 2-0 pitch. Zabrowski takes one inside, and it actually bounced away from the catcher. 3-0 to Zabrowski, who walked back in the first inning. His on-base percentage is at .422. He has had one of the best eyes at the plate than any Green Jacket hitter this year. The pitch, a swing and a drive to center. Chorio goes back on it, but not today in that part of the yard. He'll make the catch. Does Chorio in center to retire Zabrowski. Got exactly what he was looking for on a 3-0 pitch fastball down the middle and gave it a ride, but the wind blowing in from that spot. What is the most difficult part to hit one out? 400 foot straight away, and you got a 25-foot wall you got to get over to. So one or two gone in the inning now. Here's Brandon Parker. Brandon Jordan looking for back-to-back three-batter innings as the first pitch to Brandon's a strike. Nails the outside corner with a fastball at 90 miles an hour. Parker singled in a run last time as he got Cal Conley home from third back in the first inning. 0-1 pitch. Parker fouls one back. And it's nothing in two. That RBI for Parker was his fifth of the year about a week ago, a little more so. Didn't have any RBIs. He got his first in the 14-2 win against Delmarva last Wednesday and now has picked up steam. The two-strike pitch is down away, overthrows a slider. One ball, two strikes to Brandon Parker. Had the big triple a few nights ago, drove in two runs in the comeback win on Thursday night. 1-2 pitch. Parker jumps out of the way and a call strike three as it hits the inside corner. Bit of a delay call that time by Elliot Melton, but it goes in the way of Brandon Jordan and the Carolina Mudcats. So a longer top of the third with the 15-minute delay. And we go to the bottom half. Still 3-0 Augusta on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
And we've got a rousing rendition of Mudcats.
In Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same. which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
After a little bit of an extended stay in the dugout with the delay. We'll have 8-9-1 coming up for the Carolina Mudcats, starting with Jose Cibrian, the catcher. That's on the right-hand side, right on top of home plate. First pitch from Vargas, runs in tight, and he backed him out with a fastball at 89. I'm not sure if that was by design or not, but Vargas a little stare at him after he jumps out of the box. Trying to work that inside part, the 1-0. A fly ball, the shallow right field. Paulini charges in. Mesquita, I should say, Quintero was charging back on it. And it'll be caught by Paulini for the first out. One up and one down. A couple pitches for Luis Vargas. Here's Zach Robbie. And this will probably be a key inning to watch for Vargas with that extra delay time. Did throw a little bit in the bullpen in between innings. Just threw a couple to keep that arm loose. Don't want to throw too many. First pitch to Robbie, runs inside and hits the corner, 0-1. Robbie turned his head last second saying that was a strike. It was very close, but I think what caught him more by surprise is how late that came in. The 0-1. Robbie takes one up and in this time, 1-1. And now L.A. Melton looks over to the dugout, and he's talking with somebody over there. They're displeased about it. Break-even pitch. Robbie, a fly ball foul to the right side. That'll get out of play, 1-2. Saw one ejection earlier this week. Caden Morton was ejected back on Wednesday's game. 1-2 pitch lined up the middle, but right there behind the bag is Geraldo Quintero as it got by Vargas, and they'll make the play on the 4-3 putout. Well shifted this time as Augusta makes the play right behind second. With a slight pull to the left for Robbie, and they make the easy play. Two up and two down. Here's Albert Cipion. That's why you shift, folks. I want to hit like a rocket off the back out by Vargas. If you're playing straight up, that's in the center, but not with Quintero playing behind the bag. Two away for Cipion. First pitch, a wave and a miss. Got him on his front foot, and it's 0-1. Yeah, there's a good changeup by Vargas. That was a very effective pitch for the Augusta pitchers yesterday. 0-1. A grounder to short. Cal Conley backs up a little bit, plays the hop, fires the first, and that is a 3-up, 3-down inning for Luis Vargas. Two groundouts and a fly ball to right. He gets through the third inning on 8 pitches. To the fourth we go. It's Augusta 3. Carolina nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Top of the fourth inning here from Five County Stadium. It is 3-0 Augusta. All those runs coming in the first inning off Brandon Jordan, the starter, who is out there for his fourth inning of work. And it's been a complete 180 for him since that opening frame. Three runs scored on three hits and an error. Since then, he has handled Augusta in pretty much straight order. Gave up another base runner, got him on an error, but however, doubled him off. Has faced the minimum since the first. Caden Morton starts it off. First pitch slider hits the outside corner. And it's 0-1. Morton had the final blow of that first with an RBI single to left. as now he hunts his fourth multi-hit game of the year as he takes strike two. Fastball catches the edge. Has had a spectacular series defensively. Had a fly ball catch in right fielder as the center field here today. Caught in right field in Pelini's spot. 0-2 pitch is a rocket to center, and that's going to get down. A base hit for Caden Morton. He's seen the ball well, folks. So the last week, four multi-hit games. As he's 2-for-2 today with a leadoff hit in the fourth. That's a good thing to see. Caden Morton is a prospect that a lot of people are paying attention to here in Augusta as he's on for Braulio Vasquez. Just one of those incredible athletes, a guy that the Braves, a prototype of a player they have drafted quite often over the last handful of years. As a half swing by Vasquez, they will ask. He went around, says Jared Molman on the bases. It's 0-1. Kind of devastating slider by Brennan Jordan. And you look at some of their outfielders right now. Ronald Acuna Jr., who, of course, was an international signing, who's one of the biggest stars in the game right now. He's a very athletic player. He's had a good series against Milwaukee as they throw over to first. On his way back from his ACL injury from last year, has a couple home runs over the last two nights. But that's kind of the player the Braves look to develop in their farm system. Michael Harris, their top guy in Mississippi in Double-A. As Vasquez lets one ride high, one ball and one strike. He's currently on a on-base streak that is just shy of 30 games. Harris has been swinging the bat well at Trustman Park in Mississippi. He is a guy that could be lingering towards Triple-A Gwinnett at some point in the year. Top 100 prospect in all of baseball. As Vasquez bounces one towards third, Ferrer has it, goes to second for the out there. The relay to first is not in time. Vasquez just beats it out. And Morton is out at second, but Vasquez just barely got there. It looked like he was hobbling a little bit going down first. Not his normal speed getting down there. He is very fast. I just got that right foot in there, and he is safe on the fielder's choice. Stays out of the double play. And there is one gone now for Victor De Hoyos. You look at a guy like Caden Morton, and the athleticism he brings. He has a lot of energy. Terrific outfielder. Had the catch of the year back on Friday night. Happened very late, so I'm not sure how many of you were around, if you've seen it. After those long couple of delays, first pitch to De Hoyos is off the outside corner with a fastball, 1-0. Now, they love what he could become, and this is where you try and get consistent with the bat, and you look at the average right now, and they might scare you away, but Caden's done a lot of good things over the last week or so. As De Hoyos takes the slider down and away this time, two balls and no strikes. With his speed and tools in the outfield, he is, with his athleticism, could turn into a very good baseball player. He's currently the 30th ranked prospect in the Braves system, according to Baseball America. 2-0 pitch is high, and it's 3-0. Now, the strikeout's obviously the big number, and that's what coaches here are trying to help him cut down on the whiff rate, try and make more contact, and he's starting to come around as we reach the second month of the year. 3-0. De Hoyos takes one down the middle, took it all the way, and it's 3-1. That's a scary sight to see. Caden Morton can be a game-changing all-around player if that bat heats up. Big lead for Vasquez off of first. 3-1, he's running, pitches outside. It's a strike, throw down to second, it's dropped and in the shallow right center field. Vasquez has no idea where it is, and because of that, can't get third. I think Robbie actually had him at second base. If he caught the baseball, it'll be a stolen base for Braulio Vasquez. Just flat out dropped it. As the count's now 3-2 to Victor De Hoyos with one out as Vasquez steals the base, and I think running right into that wind slowed him down a little bit, but Robbie was there, dropped it, and now it's 3-2. As Vasquez now continues to move up the stolen base leaderboard. 3-2 pitch, De Hoyos checks swing, missed down and away, and he is on with one out. Two aboard for Caleb Durbin.
The third baseman, Caleb
Durbin. That one did not miss by much. That's a good layoff by De Hoyos. That's a pitch that a pitcher of Brandon Jordan's nature gets a lot of swings on with that slider to a right-handed hitter. I said now a big opportunity for the Augusta 9 hitter, Caleb Durbin. Second on the team in RBIs with 16 of them. Him and Adam Zabrowski are two back of Brandon Mosqueda, who's got a day off today. Here goes Vasquez for third. Pitches in. Throw down is going to be in time. He got him as he slid past him, but he just caught him. Vasquez is arguing that he wasn't tagged. That was a good slide. He overslid the bag. That didn't matter because he didn't keep the tag on him. Vasquez visibly frustrated. He thought he was safe, and he is out. After stealing his eighth base just moments ago, he gets caught there. Now 8-for-10. Up the second, though, goes De Hoyos. He will get a stolen base. That'll be his first. And more importantly, Carolina cuts down the lead runner. And now two outs with a 1-0 count to Caleb Durbin. 1-0 is a strike, 1-1. At least from my angle, I could see where Vasquez is coming from on that. I'm not sure where he got the tag on. Might have hit the jersey, but the base umpire, Jared Molman, is right there. He's got the better look than I do. And Vasquez was convinced he was not tagged. Break-even pitch. Durbin let it go low. 2-1. Green Jackets are currently top 4 in the Carolina League in stolen bases. They are up to 45 of them. Fayetteville and Charleston, along with Salem, are currently ahead of them in the pack. 2-1. Durbin sends one in the air to right. This has got some carry to it. Drifting near the line, and it will get out of play. Durbin running that one out. Thought that one might be fair, but that's the direction the wind is blowing, so some extra push to get it out of play. And we will do it at 2-2 or 2 outs. 3-0 Augusta, top of the fourth, a chance to add on here. Brandon Jordan helping himself in a big way via his catcher. And Jose Cibriano threw out Braulio Vasquez, stealing third. Almost had him going to second. De Hoyos, the runner in scoring position. Deuces on the board. Here's the 2-2 pitch. A chopper foul down to the third base side. And it remains 2-2. Brandon Jordan needed about 32 pitches to get through that first inning since that point. A lot more efficient. He's throwing 47 as he's one out away from getting through the fourth. Might be in line to give him a fifth, perhaps, if he's able to get Durbin. 2-2. A middle, swing that rolls down the first base side, and that one just somehow stayed fair. They're going to tag out Durbin. As that one defied the laws of physics right there. That one was drifting down the line, but it never went in foul territory. Stayed right on it, which is a fair ball. And it was picked up by Torinos, and he tagged out Durbin, who I think was as confused as anyone as that didn't go foul. But we are through 3.5 now from Carolina. It's 3-0 Green Jackets on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in...
Happy Mother's Day here from Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. It is 3-0 Green Jackets as we play on the bottom of the fourth inning. Luis Vargas against Jackson Chorio to begin things in the Carolina half of the fourth. One hit on the board against Luis Vargas so far. Ready on ready. First pitch coming to Chorio is up high for ball one. Chorio's had a big bat in this series. 9 hits, 5 singles, 4 doubles. Batting .409 in his debut series. 1-0 pitch is up and in, 2-0. Youngest player in full season baseball, just turned 18 very recently. Big time prospect in the Brewers system as Vargas deals the 2-0 to him. A check swing strike on the outside corner, 2-1. Talking with the fantastic broadcaster for the Carolina Mudcats, Greg Young, before the game today. And sees a lot of Joey Weimer in Chorio as he takes strike two with a changeup that time, 2-2. Weimer is certainly not a household name to many baseball fans, and of course probably not the listening audience, but big prospect in the Brewers system right now, top five guy. 2-2 pitch, a little number foul down the third base side, 2-2. But Weimer has taken off in Milwaukee's system in a big way over the last year. Kind of came out of nowhere. He's just been swinging the bat everywhere he's gone, and now he's in Double-A tearing it up. Could be making a move to Triple-A soon as Chorio sends one back up the middle. He's got another hit. 10 hits in the series for Jackson Chorio as he has come in and taken over for Carolina. Both hits for the Mudcats today are off of his bat, and he's on base for Eduardo Garcia. The kid's got the goods over at first, I can tell you that much. Augusta will not be sad to not see him anymore after this game here today. Now he is an ultra great competitor over there as the first pitch is a half swing in the dirt. Garcia went after it. Incredible athlete, great bat, very energetic individual. Just watched him play center field. He's been there every game of this series. And he's been impossible for Victor Estevez to take out of the lineup. Now Vargas looked to try and double him off with Garcia at the plate. Vargas struck him out back in the first inning. The 0-1 pitch, a tapper foul back behind home, 0-2. It'll be interesting with Chorio, at least going forward, because he comes into this series. There's not much of a book on him coming from the Arizona Complex League where he last was. And then once you start getting consistent at-bats, pitching staffs and coaches will see what maybe your weaknesses are. 0-2 pitch, chase, swing and a miss, and Vargas strikes out Garcia for the second time, and there's one out. That is the fourth K of the afternoon for Luis Vargas. And now here comes Jesus Chirinos. 3-0 Augusta in the bottom of the fourth inning. But once you start to get a bit of a sample size, the book opens up. You might see where the hot and cold zones are, where you want to pitch a guy like Chirinos and not leave pitches to him. Always takes about a week or so, maybe. First pitch to Chirinos is on the inside corner. Bent him back a little bit, but caught the corner. Oh, it's been a bit of a wide zone today for Elliot Melton behind home, but he's been consistent with it. Good lead for Chirinos off, or for Chorio off for first. He's running. The 0-1 pitch is a check swing low, and Zabrowski won't bother throwing. That's up time getting it out of his glove. That's stolen base for Jackson Chorio. Both times he's gotten on, he's reached second base. First time moved up on a wild pitch. This time he swipes it. He's into scoring position, representing Carolina's first run here in the bottom of the fourth. Green Jackets on top, 3-0. Luis Vargas deals the 1-1, a grounder towards short. Conley dives, it's under his glove and into left center field. Chorio slides into third and cannot score. Victor Estevez is waving him home, but I'm not sure what happened there. He slid into third, and by the time he got up, he couldn't go. It's going to be a single for Chirinos, but for the time being, a break for Augusta. That should have been a run easily. He was on a mad dash for third. He wasn't running on the pitch. He was running on contact. I think he thought Conley knocked it down. He did not. And now a double play can get Vargas out of this inning as he faces Henry Mendez, the designated hitter for the Mudcats. International free agent signing by the Brewers a season ago. Vargas working from the stretch, runners on the corners with one out. First pitch to Mendez, a sweeping slider that missed inside to the left-handed hitter. One ball, no strikes. Now, if there's one thing about Chorio in this series, he has been very over-anxious on a lot of plays this year. He has been picked off, and that one a bit of a base-running blunder on his part. 1-0 pitch, line towards second. Quintero leaps, and it's into center field. Just past his glove, and now he'll score as he comes in from third, and it's now a 3-1 game. That one was just floating in the air for the long time, and almost getting there was Geraldo Quintero, but it's just past him and in the center. Everybody up one base, including Chorio, who scores. So that little base-running blunder does not come back to haunt Carolina. So first and second, now one out at the time runs are on for the Mudcats here in the fourth. This was the inning last time out that Mudcats jumped all over Vargas back on Tuesday. They had a six-run frame. Trying to avoid that kind of damage, and it was some defensive misplays that kind of opened the door for a bigger inning. There was an error that continued the inning on with two outs, and as a result, Jesus Chirinos, who's currently at second base, hit a home run to cap off the inning. Had a long meeting at the mound with the entire infield there. Mike Steed talking with Vargas, trying to settle him down a bit. Good timing on that conversation. We'll see how Vargas responds. But three hits in the inning off Luis Vargas. Each team now with four hits in the game. With the Mudcats now within two, it's 3-1. And the final game of this six-game series where we've seen a little bit of everything, especially over the last couple of nights. Hedbert Perez bats from the left-hand side. Number six hitter for the Mudcats. First pitch, a check to swing, but a strike's called anyway. 0-1. If you're just joining us moments ago, we had a brief 15-minute stoppage with the fire alarm going off here. No fire, though, thankfully. 0-1. Perez lets one ride outside. Vargas, a little frustrated with himself as he lost the grip on the baseball. One ball, one strike. And it's Hedbert Perez who's trying to get his back going, batting just 151. Grounded out to third or first base in Braulio Vasquez's direction a couple innings ago. Break even pitch. A check swing. That's right down the middle. Was looking for a fastball. Got a slider. And it's 1-2 as his timing was thrown off. Perez is a very good fastball hitter. The Green Jackets have done a great job staying away from that pitch against him. The 1-2. A swing and a miss. Chase the slider in the dirt. And Vargas strikes out Perez, and there are two away. That's kind of what I'm talking about. You know what the book is on a guy like Perez. He's going to mash fastballs if you make a mistake to him, as will a lot of big young hitters. And to beat a guy like that and get him out of his rhythm, you got to be able to put good location on changeups and sliders, and that's what Vargas did that whole at bat. As he strikes out Perez, two gone for Alberez Ferrer. The pitch to him is too low. One ball, no strikes to the third baseman for the Mudcats. As Vargas gets set, checks the runner at second base as they get their leads. The pitch to Ferrer is right in there, and it's 1-1. Last time out for Vargas, he covered four innings against the Mudcats on Tuesday. Struck out a season-best five. He's done it twice. Make it three times now today. He can eclipse that to a new season high with a one more here as he swings a miss, and it is 1-2 to Alberez Ferrer on a good off-speed pitch changeup as he pulled the string on him. A young 19-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic. She just turned 20. 1-2. A bouncing ball to the third. Durbin backs up. He bobbles gloves. Only play is going to be first, and the throw there is not in time. And the inning will continue. Just hopped out of his glove in that extra split second to try and recover. Cost him. Good stretch by Vasquez over at first, but that'll be an error on Caleb Durbin. Normally very sure-handed over there. Keep in mind, colder weather today. May not have as much feeling on that glove hand. And it might just be a little numb and tougher to squeeze. So now big opportunity for Carolina. Bases loaded for Jose Ciprian. 3-1 Green Jackets, but a chance for Carolina to do some damage. First pitch is popped up. In the infield, Braulio Vasquez and Geraldo Quintero both there. It'll be Vasquez making the call on the catch. And Vargas just needs to throw one extra pitch as a result. Mudcats leave them loaded. They do get one, though, as Chirino scores. And we go to the top of the fifth inning. It's 3-1 Green Jackets on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Lula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We move to the fifth inning here from Five County Stadium. The Mudcats pull within two. It's 3-1. Augusta on top. RBI single from Hendry Mendez scores Jackson Chorio last inning. Three hits in the inning, one run scores. Mudcats leave him loaded, though, against Luis Vargas. He's needed 58 pitches to get through four. He's thrown 43 strikes. Despite the cold wind and the rain coming down every now and then, Vargas has been excellent. Brennan Jordan has had the fifth inning for Carolina. The first pitch to Quintero has hit a mile high, foul territory near the bullpen for the Mudcats, and it's out of play. A couple rows back into the seats. Everyone has to abandon their location. You got some Mudcats pitchers sitting down there. Trevor Teets is currently warming up, so he had to stop his throwing. A long strike one. The 0-1-2 Quintero as Jordan fires a strike. Fastball at 89 as he's well located his pitches since the first inning. Had to work around some traffic on the base paths last inning, but nothing scored. Here's the 0-2 pitch. A check swing missed down and in with a slider. 1-2. See if Jordan finishes this inning or not. That pitch was 82, but he has been excellent for Carolina since the first when the three runs scored on him. 1-2 offering. Quintero off the end of the back. Grounds one to short. Right there to scoop it up is Garcia. Low throw. It is dropped by Chirinos. And Garcia frustrated himself. He slaps the infield grass as he thought he had him. And Chirinos, a very catchable ball, at least from this point of view. But it just popped in and out of his glove. And that'll be an error on somebody. That's caught. Quintero's out. I think that's going to go on the first baseman, Jesus Chirinos. What is now a three-error game? Actually, scratch that. They're giving him a hit. A little surprised by that. Cal Conley bats. First pitch is low to the switch hitting Conley. 1-0. I don't think Quintero's going to argue that, but I think from at least a scoring perspective, putting that cap on, the way I saw it, if that's caught by Chirinos, it wasn't a bad throw. That's an out. 1-0. Conley, a chopper foul down the first base side. 1-1 as he gets on top of the baseball. Some more drizzle coming down over Five County Stadium. It's not going to get a lot harder than this. And the bigger issue more than anything is the cold that is currently sitting at 48 degrees at this current moment with the wind blowing towards right field. Throw over to first. Quintero slides back in. Just kind of fell to the turf and just tried to crawl his way back. That'll get the job done. Not a huge lead over there. One ball, one strike to Cal Conley. Green Jackets lead 3-1, top of the fifth. The pitch to Conley is fouled back the other way. That'll get out of the stadium over the top. One ball, two strikes to Conley, who got robbed of one last time. Hit a missile to center field. And the wind may have slowed it down a little bit where Jackson Chorio was able to catch up on it and make the catch. 1-2 pitch. That one's hit to right. A base hit for Conley. Nice, easy swing, and Conley continues to have himself a nice series. He is on base for the first time today. And now 2-1. Nobody out for Stephen Paulini here in the fifth inning. An infield hit, and now a hit to the outfield. Puts Quintero and Conley on for Paulini. And it's been a good bounce-back series. Cal Conley, and before Paulini hits, we will have a pitching change as Victor Estevez is out of the dugout for Carolina. He's going to call upon Trevor Teets to take over for Brandon Jordan. Threw the ball well, had to fight through the tough first inning where three score, and now Teets will come in with two inherited runners. Green Jackets lead 3-1 as we will come in and set up Teets for you after the break here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Pitcher for the Mudcats here in the top of the fifth inning with two on and nobody out. Trevor Teets is going to join the game, the right-hander from Jefferson County Community College. And from Watertown, Wisconsin, will work for the 11th time this year. He's got 3 saves, most recently against Downies back on May the 1st. Pitched once already in this series, and in a third, gave up 3 runs back in a comeback win for Augusta on Thursday. Already on lefty as Polini starts it off. First pitch coming to him is hit in the air to right. Going back on it is Cibrian. This has got some carry to it. Warning track, and he will make the catch. Went for a ride out there. Quintero's going to tag and go to third. Back to first goes Conley. That one had some massive carry to it going into the wind. It's kind of all whipping all over the place, blowing out towards right field. So gave some extra push, not quite enough to get out of the ballpark, but is a productive out, though, as Polini moves Quintero to third. Conley did not tag, wanted to make sure that got down. Might have been an opportunity where he could have kept running. Maybe even scored if that one dropped. Never really tag on something from first anyway, so runners on the corners now for Adam Zabrowski. Got to trying to get that run back, and then some here in the fifth. First pitch to Zabrowski, misses down and away. One ball, no strikes to the Augusta catcher. A walk and a line out to center his last time up. There goes Conley for second. 1-0 pitches inside. Throw down to second is late, and here comes Quintero. He will swipe home as everybody's safe. Perfectly executed first and third steal. They went to go get Conley. Quintero was moving right away, and they end up with nobody as the one hopper was dropped. Conley gets second, Quintero takes home, and it's 4-1 Augusta. Can't do it much better than that. They tried to cut that off, and I think that's what threw off the middle infielders as Robbie wasn't able to scoop it up. So now both get stolen bases. First pitch, or the 2-0 pitch to Zabrowski, is fouled off to the right side. That'll get out of play. Second stolen base today for Cal Conley. Also stole one back in the first. Quintero will get a steal of home on that. He was moving on the pitch. Not your traditional steal of home, of course. Don't really see that all that much. Now, Conley in scoring position, 2-1 the count to Adam Zabrowski, who's been perhaps the hottest hitter as of late. And over 300 in his last 10 games. Has had a huge series here in Zebulon. Big lead for Conley off second. Inside move chases him back. No throw, though, by Teets. As he'll scamper back. Zabrowski is 10 for his last 33 at the plate, and he has driven in 10 during that stretch. He has 16 RBIs on the season. 2-1 is at the knees but missed. A little low, and it's 3-1. As you can hear that wind picking up, this is the strongest it has been here today. It was a monster for most of the game last night, especially in the later innings, but now really starting to pick up. Gusts around 20 miles an hour. Three balls and a strike to Adam Zabrowski. Teets kicks and throws. And Zabrowski bounces one to third. Ferrer falls down. He bobbles and will throw from his knee. The throw is going to get under the glove of Chirinos. And here comes Conley around third. The throw to the plate, and he's saved. Cal Conley scores. He moved up to third on the throw, initially by Ferrer. And then once he saw that get away from Chirinos, came for home. And he slides in head first to give Augusta a 5-1 lead. As he is mobbed in the dugout. That is a good hustle play by Cal Conley, and the Green Jackets up their lead to 4. That'll be another error on Carolina. That'll be Alberis Ferrer this time picking up that error. Initially bobbled it and threw it off one knee and didn't get enough on it, and Chirinos has a tough time scooping up balls over at first today. Brandon Parker bats, and he sprays the first pitch foul to the right side. That's out of play. 0-1. That will be an error. There was one earlier in the inning as well when Quintero reached that also could have been in that department, but they gave him an infield hit, which I don't think Geraldo will argue too much. Ends up being another multi-hit game for him. Zabrowski gets his lead off of first. The pitch to Parker is a foul back. Had a big cut at that one. So a 3-error game now for Carolina. Conley scores second run of the inning. 5-1 now the score. As the book is now closed on the starter for the Mudcats, and Brennan Jordan end up being a much tougher outing for him this time around compared to Tuesday. 0-2 pitch down away, and that'll get under the glove of the catcher Cibrian, and off to second base goes Adam Zabrowski. Didn't get too far away, but Zabrowski saw it instantly, took off, and he's now into scoring position with a 1-2 count on Brandon Parker. Final line today for Brandon Jordan, a bit of a tough one. 4 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, 4 were earned, 4 strikeouts, or 2 walks. Now one unearned run came in the first inning. 1-2, Parker a swing and a miss, and there are 2 away. Teets elevates a fastball at 91 miles an hour.
This interviewer, Caden Morton.
Here's Caden Morton, who's 2-for-2 today. Teets working his first inning of relief, out there with short sleeves. I'd say bold move, but a Wisconsin native, he's used to this. They tell me this doesn't come around much in the Carolinas in May. These cold 40-degree games. Martin takes the first pitch down low. 1-1, no strikes. Matter of fact, it was warmer in Wisconsin yesterday than it was here, and it takes a little bit to warm up there. Normally, April's pretty cold. Hit or miss. May, normally it starts to get pretty nice, and yesterday it was the 70s there, and it was mid-50s by the time the game ended as Morton takes one inside. 2 balls and no strikes. But we'll get warm back up next week as the Green Jackets return to SRP Park. It's Columbia starting on Tuesday. 2-0 to Caden Morton. Teets a look to second. Zabrowski's got a big lead. 2-0 pitches inside. Jumped him out. It's 3-0. Fireflies coming in for 6. They are finishing up their series with Delmarva tonight. That starts at 5 o'clock locally on the East Coast. 3 balls, no strikes to Morton. Teets, where the base open at first, deals the pitch, and he hits the inside corner this time as they continue to work in on Morton, 3-1. Green Jackets hoping to get out of here with a split. That's a good Carolina team. That certainly looks like they're going to compete in the North Division. These will be the only 6 meetings of the year between Augusta and Carolina. Green Jackets can earn a split with a victory here today, up 5-1. 3-1 pitch is a knee-high ball. Missed just a bit down and out. And Cibrian, the catcher, not on his side. He thought he had a strike. Instead, 2-on, 2 outs for Braulio Vasquez. Caden Morton has reached for the 3rd time here today. 2 singles and a walk for Caden. And he's got Zabrowski now in front of him at second base. 3rd time this year, Caden Morton has reached 3 times in a ball game. Picked up his 4th multi-hit performance of the year with his hit last inning. So a big spot for Vasquez now. First pitch from Teets to him is up and away. As he lost the grip on a slider, 1-1, no strikes. Trying to kick the door down here in the 5th inning. No lead is really safe against this Carolina team. They have swung the bats well all series, although Augusta is starting to pitch them pretty well over the last few games. 1-0 pitch. Vasquez serves one into left center. Hedbert Perez will move over to his left, and he will catch up to it and make the catch in the alley. So that'll end the inning, but the Green Jackets get two as Quintero and Conley both score for the second time, and we are halfway home. Here from Five County Stadium, it's the Green Jackets 5, Mudcats 1 on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Rose 5-1 for Augusta here in the bottom of the fifth inning on this blistering, cold, windy Mother's Day from Zebulon, North Carolina. Mitchell Speltz with you. Luis Vargas back to the mound. First pitch to Zach Robbie is a little low. And it's ball one to the Carolina second baseman. Robbie rolled over on one to Geraldo Quintero at second base a couple innings ago. 1-0 pitch is on the inside corner, 1-1. Draft pick by the Brewers last year coming out of the University of Minnesota, Zach Robbie. Eighth round selection. 1-1. Robbie takes one in the dirt this time. Two balls and a strike. His father, Brian Robbie, was drafted by the Twins. Big reason why he grew up in Minnesota. Back in 1990, played 17 career major league games. 2-1 pitch is a little outside. 3-1. His father is actually a coach with the Twins organization right now in their system. 3-1 pitch. Robbie serves one. A liner caught to first. Right to Braulio Vasquez. Didn't even move. Tailed away a little bit, but he squatted down, made the catch, and Robbie is out. Nice swerving liner off the bat of Robbie. Can't strike it much harder than that, but right in the direction of Braulio Vasquez at first. Well positioned. One away. Here's the top of your and Albert Cipion. As Vargas looks to get through the fifth inning, what is now his longest outing of the year as the first pitch breaking ball is in the dirt, but I got a half swing on it, and Cipion couldn't hold up. 0-1. Pitch count for Vargas, currently at 64. Previous outing was four innings. He's done that twice now, his longest, as there's a check swing again. This time he holds up on a fastball low, 1-1. Likely the fifth might be it for Vargas if he gets through it. Israel De La Cruz has just begun playing catch in the Green Jacket bullpen. 1-1 pitch is knee-high, maybe a little low, 2-1. Good spot, though, by Vargas as he's working Cipion down the zone. Who had a home run yesterday. 2-1 is up tight over the top of his helmet as he hits the deck. Three balls and a strike to the right-handed hitting Albert Cipion, who's 0-2. Green Jackets lead Carolina 5-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 3-1 is too low. And that's a walk. I think Cipion forgot what the count was. Was gearing up for another pitch. Either that or he thought it was a strike, and then he tosses the bat away. His pink gear, including his pink socks he's wearing for Mother's Day. Now here comes the toughest out for the Green Jacket pitching staff in Jackson Chorio. That's just the first walk Vargas has issued today, as he has pitched very well in the cold here today. Chorio is 2-for-2 with two hard hit singles. He's also got the lone Carolina run. First pitch, he swings away, a big hack, and fouls it straight out of play. Right behind us, no balls and one strike. Now four levels high here from Five County Stadium. Very historic ballpark, put together in 1991. Mudcats have been here since its opening. 0-1, Chorio half swing, and they want to ask, and he did not go. So Jared Molman on the bases, 1-1. Might not be quite four levels high. At least that's what the elevator says on the way up here. You go from either level 1 to level 4. 1-1 pitch is in the dirt, smothered by Zabrowski, 2-1. Normally I'm one that takes the stairs, but there really isn't a stairs option here. You kind of have to crawl up through the seats. And since this is a visiting ballpark, I'd rather not get lost and maybe go venturing for the stairs, although I've been here for 6 days now. 2-1 is high, 3-1. That's the last thing I'd want, is to get lost in the visiting ballpark. I'm sure I'd find my way out. It's just easier to go up the elevator. Vargas set for the 3-1 pitch. Here it comes, and Chorio takes a strike. Right above the knees. He doesn't love that one. A little head nod. It's 3-2. Now you want to be careful with. Chorio just missed a home run earlier in this game. Hit one off the top of the wall in left center. The way he's hit the ball, kind of surprised he doesn't have a homer in this series. There goes the runner. The pitch is drilled to deep left field. This is trouble. Back goes Brandon Parker. Turns around. It's again off the wall. This will get a run home as Scipion rounds third. Conley will take the cutoff throw, and it's now 5-2. That young man at second base looks special. His third hit of the game, 11th of the series, and again, just missed a homer. Pick a different ballpark on a different day. That's a home run by plenty. Two singles and now a double. That's his fifth double of the series. Six singles and 5 two-baggers, and he is in a groove. Now here comes Nestor Perez out of the dugout. He's going to make a pitching change and take Vargas after one out here in the fourth inning. Vargas, I think, frustrated himself, wanted to get through the sitting, but this is really the first time Vargas has started. He's made two short starts prior to this, but other than that, he's never started before in his young career. As the 20-year-old right-hander will exit this game after an excellent 4 1/3, Israel De La Cruz will replace him, with Chorio now behind him at second base. 5-2 Green Jackets. Eduardo Garcia coming up. We'll tell you more about De La Cruz when we return on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For every walk this year, Stryker, the official smart robotics
joint. How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Bullpen. He will replace Luis Vargas after 4 1/3 here today. 5-2 Augusta, bottom of the fifth inning. The Mudcats on the board once again, courtesy of Jackson Chorio, their electric 18-year-old. They just called up on Tuesday with a long double off the wall. De La Cruz is on to work in his fourth appearance. He is 2-0 in relief this year, a .245 earned run average, as he will be making his first appearance in this series, as he will face off with Eduardo Garcia. And one out in the inning. And check that. He actually did appear in this series back in the opener. Pitched 3 1/3. That was a season high for De La Cruz. That was part of a 14-1 win for the Mudcats in the opener. Righty, righty. De La Cruz's first pitch is hit in the air far, deep left field. Parker's going to have room, though. This will stay in the park in front of the warning track as he just got underneath and he made the catch for the second out. And that wind might be playing a slight factor, but it looks like he just got underneath that one. Had a good angle on it. And there's two away now for De La Cruz as he gets Garcia on one pitch. Now, Jesus Chirinos, as De La Cruz looks to keep Chorio stranded at second base. Chirinos single, an inning to go against Luis Vargas, but not yet closed on Luis with Chorio still out there. First pitch is off the inside corner. So right-handed hitting Chirinos. One home run on the year. It was in the opener of this series off of Vargas. What capped off a big six-run inning for the Mudcats in that big win. 1-0 pitch is down, missed with a big hook. And it's 2-0. De La Cruz, the converted infielder, a longtime member of the Detroit Tigers organization. 24-year-old and has been excellent as a reliever since being called up from extended spring training a couple weeks ago. 2-0. A liner towards short on a hop pick by Conley. Long throw to first, and they'll get him. Another sure-handed play by Cal Conley over at short, and just one run will score here in the fifth inning. But Chorio does more damage. However, Green Jackets still lead 5-2 as we go to the sixth on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
All you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
AU Health offers the...
Cats inch within three after a long RBI double by Jackson Chorio in the bottom of the fifth, but Augusta still up 5-2. Mitchell Speltz with you on this cold, windy, somewhat rainy Mother's Day from Zebulon, North Carolina. Green Jackets trying to get out a five-county stadium with a six-game split. Let the Mudcats drop three of the first four, however, trying to end it with back-to-back wins, 1-10 yesterday, 6-5, lead game six, 5-2. Last meeting of the regular season between these two teams, unless they were to have a postseason meeting in September. Righty on righty, Trevor Teets to Victor De Hoyos, and a big cut and a miss, and it's 0-1. These two teams met six times last year, all at Five County Stadium. Mudcats swept all six games, so when Augusta beat the Mudcats back on Thursday, was their first win ever against them. 0-1, a half swing missed away, one ball, one strike. Green Jackets, longtime members of the South Atlantic League. Mudcats have normally been the Carolina League. They are now a low A affiliate, or a single A affiliate, I should say. 1-1 pitch, fouled away by De Hoyos to the right side, and it's 1-2. Longtime high A Carolina, and when the reformation or reconfiguration of the minor league, the leagues and the locations, got moved to a single A team, moved down a level. See that all the time, though. 1-2 pitch, a big foul back by De Hoyos, taking some big hacks up there. Remains one ball, two strikes. The high affiliate now of the Brewers is in Appleton in high A, Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers. One ball and two strikes. The pitch to De Hoyos is down and away. Two balls and two strikes. It's actually kind of a funny story with some of the players in the Brewers system. So some of them were in low A at the time in Wisconsin, which was previously their single A affiliate, getting ready to move up to high A Carolina. Dietz ready for the 2-2 pitch. He kicks and throws. DeHoyos lines one right center, falling fast, charging it, and catching up is Cibrian for the first out. Had a good jump on it and just hung up long enough for the first out. One gone now for Caleb Durbin. So you got players in Appleton getting ready to come down to Zebulon, be part of the high A club, and then you have the 2020 season, which does not happen due to COVID, and that's when the switch occurred in 2021. Mudcats move to single A, and Wisconsin moves to high A. As a result, players in Appleton were ready to come here, ended up just staying put. First pitch to Durbin is a strike, and it's 0-1. And there are players in Carolina who were at high A that stayed at that level in 2021 and ended up going back to Wisconsin where they previously were. As time is called, the baseball goes on the field from the bullpen. As a right-hander is up for the Mudcats, that would be Junior Montero. And now the Midwest League, where the Timber Rattlers play, that is a high A affiliate. 0-1. Durbin a half swing and just missed away, says Elliot Melton, 1-1. Green Jackets no longer in the South Atlantic League. This is their first year in the Carolina League. They were low A East last year, which is technically the Carolina League now. All the same teams from last year are in this one. 1-1 pitch is low, 2-1. Their high A affiliate, the Rome Braves, are a part of the historic South Atlantic. Oh, it's a very widespread league. You're talking about all the way up in the Northeast near Brooklyn, Hudson Valley. 2-1 is on the outside corner, 2-2. Yeah, Rome, all the way in Rome, Georgia, a little west of Atlanta, if my geography is correct. 2-2. Durbin takes a called strike three. Teets rings the bell on the outside corner with a fastball at 92. And there are two away now for Geraldo Quintero. Quintero. 5-2 Augusta with the lead here in the top of the sixth inning. As Quintero looks to get on for the third time here today. A double and a single. Another extra base hit, or I should say another multi-hit game in the category for Quintero. The first pitch rides inside. He jumps out of the way. On ball, no strikes. Extended his hit streak to 8 games with his double back in the first inning off starter Brandon Jordan. And with a single last time up on an infield hit. Now 5 multi-hit games for Quintero. It was really heated up. Went through a little bit of a April slump near the end. Green Jackets have stuck with him, and he has turned it around. And that's the way you get out of the slumps, folks. Don't just sit on the bench. You got to swing your way out of it. As that one misses outside, 2-0. Sometimes a day or two off is good, but at that point, you know what you got to do better, and the only way to break through it is to swing the bat and make some contact. 2-0 is off the inside corner. 3-0 to the switch hitting Quintero. Batting as a lefty. Quintero bat in the ninth spot on opening night. He's either been in the top three, mostly one, ever since. Nearly an everyday player, second and third base. 3-0 pitch, that is a strike. Right on the bottom corner of the zone, inner half, and it's 3-1. He's been the guy you want in that leadoff spot. Gets on base a lot, and when he's not hitting, he's walking. Chokes up a little bit. 3-1. Here's the count for pitch from Teets. As that one's hit in the air to shallow center. This one is actually going to stay in the infield as the wind pushes it into the shortstop, Eduardo Garcia, who makes the catch. And that's a 3-up, 3-down inning for Trevor Teets and the Mudcats. We're through 5.5 now from Five County Stadium. It's the Green Jackets 5, Mudcats 2 on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Our
founder started the family business. Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Hi, this is Connor Blair with the Augusta Green Jackets, and you're listening to the future stars of the Atlanta Braves.
Live to Augusta leads, bottom half of the sixth. Mitchell Speltz with you from Five County Stadium. Israel De La Cruz has his first full inning coming up. Got the final two outs of the fifth inning, and now he has the sixth taxed to him. Starting with Henry Mendez, the number five hitter for the Carolina Mudcats. Carolina League affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. Righty on lefty. First pitch is a little low. One ball, no strikes. Speaking of the Brewers and the Braves, the two are playing in Truist Park in Atlanta right now. It's all Atlanta, 5-0. 1-0 pitch is a knee-high strike, and it's 1-1 as De La Cruz evens the count. Adam Duvall's got a home run in that game, and Travis DeMeritt, who continues to be a bright spot for Atlanta, had a great catch in the outfield to rob Christian Yelich of a potential tying hit. 1-1 pitch, rolled to second. Geraldo Quintero right there, easy play, and there is one out. Takes care of Mendez for the second time. He's now 1-for-3. Here's Hedbert Perez. 4-3 on that put out. Back-to-back ground ball outs for Israel De La Cruz. Going back to last inning. Perez looking for his first hit. He'll get his first shot at De La Cruz. He is 0-for-2. Vargas struck him out last time. It won't factor in the decision today. There's pitch to Perez is down and away, 1-0. Did not go long enough, 4 1/3, but an outing that was very good for Vargas, especially since Tuesday against the same offense was a bit of a tough outing. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. Came down and in with a slider. Good pitch by De La Cruz, and again, they are staying away from the fastballs to Hedbert Perez. Break-even pitch, a swing and a miss. Changeup that time, 1-2. Just trying to find a way. Perez just trying to wait back on it. Almost ahead of every one of these cuts. Good movement on these pitches by De La Cruz. 1-2. A half swing. They will ask. They went. Zabrowski didn't ask. Home plate umpire Elliot Melton did, and that is a strikeout for De La Cruz at Perez. I was going to say from up here it looked like he went, but Zabrowski either thought he went through where Melton was going to call it. He did not, and he ended up asking down at first. Zabrowski may have asked for it, just didn't point that direction, and they get the strikeout. First for De La Cruz, two away now for Alberis Ferrer. First pitch to the third baseman is right on the inside corner, nothing in one. Green Jackets with a 5-2 lead over the Carolina Mudcats in the final game of this series. Augusta's out hitting them 6-5. The 0-1, a little number back to the mound, scooped up by De La Cruz. He'll underhand flip to Vasquez, and that is a simple three-batter inning. For Israel De La Cruz, two ground outs and a strikeout, and we go to the seventh. Here from Carolina, Augusta 5, Carolina 2 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening
at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Pitch for Carolina. Lead is 5-2 for the Augusta Green Jackets over the Carolina Mudcats. So glad to have you with us on this Mother's Day. As Montero takes over on the mound for the eighth time this year, he's got a save this year. 1-0 record with a 4.32 earned run average. He's appeared once already in this series. That was back in the opener on Tuesday. Pitched an inning 2/3 scoreless, a strikeout at all five batters he faced as the right-hander from the Dominican Republic. It's Cal Conley to start. First pitch is flied into left. It'll twist foul and into the seats. And it's 0-1 to the switch hitting Cal Conley.
Foul ball brought to you by Autobody Smithfield.
And St. Conley, who's had a resurgence series here in Carolina. 0-1 pitch is away, and it's 1-1. Conley with six hits in the series. He's homer, triple, double, then single. So he's completed the cycle here. Was a single shy of the cycle back on Thursday. Got all the tough ones out of the way. Couldn't get the easiest one, but he'll take it. Team one as the pitch is down and in, 2-1. Has driven in four, had one yesterday. Has a sack fly that gave Augusta a 5-3 lead at the time in the seventh inning against the Mudcats. 2-1 pitch upstairs, 3-1. With a top 20 prospect in the Braves system. Fourth round pick out of Texas Tech. Starting to make a lot of waves over the last week. 3-1. Conley, a broken bat, looping fly ball, foul, playable for Ferreira. He'll make the catch to the left of the coach's box, and there is one out. As he splintered the wood on that one. One gone for Stephen Paulini. Conley now 1-for-4 today. Paulini looking for his first hit. He's reached a couple of times, once on a walk, the other on an error. 1-of-3, and the Mudcats have committed today. First pitch to him is on the inside corner, 0-1. Statistically, throughout this series, these teams have been pretty even from an overall season standpoint. Offensively, each team had 204 hits entering today. Green Jackets are +1 in that department this afternoon as Paulini takes strike two on a spinner from Montero. That's a +4 run advantage on the season, 135 to 131 entering. They lead by 3 today. No 2 pitch. Paulini takes one outside. A fastball at 92 from Junior Montero. 35 errors for Augusta entering. 32 for Carolina with the errors today. Augusta's lead in that department is down to 1. 1-2 pitch up and away. And the count's 2-2. Even the batting average are very similar. Green Jackets are at 232, Carolina 236. And if you would guess it, both these teams are 14-12 entering today. And we might be in for a series split. Everything's been even. 2-2 pitch, Paulini taps it foul behind home. Remains a two-ball, two-strike count. And the Mudcats look like a team that's going to contend all season long in the North Division of the Carolina League. Fredericksburg currently looking like the team to beat. The Lynchburg Hillcats of the Cleveland Guardians organization has gotten hot. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Montero strikes out Paulini for the second out of the seventh inning. Now Adam Zabrowski to the plate. Augusta up 5-2. Fred Nance got off to an unbelievable start swinging the bats. They are the tops in almost every offensive category. Had about a two-week stretch where scoring double digits was easy for them. I've been silenced by the rain the last couple of games in their big series against Lynchburg as Zabrowski hammers one to center. Going back, Churio, warning track, circles underneath, and this one will just stay in the yard. Wrong day to hit one out of here as the wind blowing in from center keeps it in as Churio got back there in a hurry. And that's a three-batter inning for Junior Montero in the seventh. We stretch from Five County Stadium. Remains the Green Jackets 5, Mudcats 2 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Still our score. Green Jackets lead by 3 in this series finale against the Carolina Mudcats. Israel De La Cruz going to try and get this to the 8th inning for the Green Jackets, who lead it by 3. 3 runs in the first for Augusta, 2 in the 5th. Both of Carolina's runs have come in the 4th and 5th in single tally innings. As Jose Cibrian, the catcher, gets it going for the Mudcats in their home whites today. That's Augusta in the road grays. Augusta returning home after this series. Got 6 games with Columbia coming up. First pitch is just off the outside corner with a slider, 1-0. De La Cruz working exclusively from the stretch. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It is down and in, 2 balls and no strikes. Mudcats are off to Fayetteville in their next series. That starts on Tuesday. Then they get 2 in a row at home against Down East in Kannapolis. 2-0. A grounder to short. Hard hit, but right to Cal Conley. Plenty of time as he winds up the throw. It's low, but picked routinely by Braulio Vasquez. And there is one away. Throwing that ball with his heel on the outfield grass. Conley very sure-handed over at short. As good as defensively as it'll get over there. Conley gets it done in all facets. One away now for Zach Robbie. Conley had some nice defensive plays yesterday. 6-3 on that opening put out. First pitch to Robbie is a slider down and away from De La Cruz. 1-0. Bullpen quiet for Augusta. Peyton Williams was throwing briefly last inning. Might be in line to pitch sometime later on to finish this game out. We'll see. De La Cruz also can stretch out a little bit as Robbie sprays one foul to the right side. And it's 1-1 to the second baseman for the Mudcats, who had the walk-off hit back on Tuesday. And a 4-3 win for Carolina. Another tough luck loss for Augusta. 1-1 pitch. Fouled again. This one straight back, and it's 1-2. Green Jackets' magic number this year has been getting over 3 runs. When they've scored 4 runs or more this year, they are 12-3. They are at 5 currently. 1-2. Robbie takes a slider outside. 2-2 to the right-handed second baseman. When they score 3 or less, they are 2-9. Did that in the first couple games of this series. 2-2. A swing and a miss, and De La Cruz strikes out Robbie, and there are 2 gone in the Carolina half of the 7th inning. Second strikeout for De La Cruz as he works in a second full inning. Got the final couple outs in the 5th inning for Luis Vargas, who finished today with 4 1/3. 5 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 5 strikeouts, and a walk. Will not factor in the decision. Arbert Sippy on the batter. First pitch to him is a big swing and a foul to the right side. Well out of play. Nothing in one. Green Jackets 5, Mudcats 2, bottom of the 7th inning. Green Jackets looking to make it back-to-back here at 5 County Stadium. 0-1. A check swing laid off the big slider from De La Cruz. He's been throwing that regularly this inning. Has a good feel for it. Another guy that's got a good fastball slider changeup mix. And the Green Jacket pitchers over the last couple of days have really dominated with their off speeds. As there's a big cut and a miss on the 1-1 pitch to Cipion, and it's 1-2. That was especially true in the later innings yesterday. Roldy Munoz helped get that game to extra innings by a heavy steady of changeups against a good fastball hitting offense. And then Rob Griswold got it to see the 10th. 1-2 pitch. He struck him out swinging. Got him leaning over the plate on a slider, and Israel De La Cruz has retired 8 in a row. And we go to the 8th inning, Augusta 5, Carolina 2 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Net.
Jacob Brutowski takes over on the mound for Carolina. It's a 5-2 lead for Augusta as we play in the top of the 8th inning. Brutowski's on the mound for the second time in this series. Appeared back on Thursday. Pitched a scoreless inning, walked one. Faced 4 batters in the inning. He'll get Brandon Parker to start off the Augusta 8th inning. With the Green Jackets leading by 3, Brustowski is the 4th pitcher today used by Carolina. Lefty-righty as the big lefty deals, and he hits the inside corner to Brandon Parker. It's 0-1. Brustowski, a native of Akron, Ohio, played Texas Tech. Rider Raiders, a very good baseball program. 0-1 pitch inside this time, overthrew one at 90, 1-1. 23-year-old right-hander signed as a non-drafted free agent back in 2021 in July. 1-1 pitch is down and in, 2-1. Brustowski comes into this outing, 8th appearance. Has gotten hit around a little bit, 13 strikeouts and 6 and a third. Big strikeout stuff, but he's allowed 13 runs. 2-1. Parker had a big cut, but he missed a high fastball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And in Parker is 1-4-3 today. Had an RBI single back in the first. 2-2 pitch is a little high and tight. Not by much, though. 3-2. Good spot by Brustowski. Very deceptive with the baseball. The lefty comes set. Kicks and throws. Parker lifts one into shallow right. This will go into foul territory and be caught by the first baseman, Chirinos, for the first out. Jammed him that time with a fastball in. One away for Caden Morton.
The center fielder, Caden Morton.
Caden Morton has yet to be retired today. 2 singles and a walk, trying to make it a 4-for-4 game in terms of getting on base. 2 singles and an RBI today for Caden. Brustowski's first pitch to Morton is a strike. It's on the outside corner at 89. Green Jackets do not have a base runner since the fifth inning when they last scored. Scored twice. Last eight Green Jackets have been retired. 0-1 pitch. He got him down to a knee, and he swung through a good breaking ball. 0-2. The last man to reach would be the guy at the plate. And Caden Morton, he drew a walk. That was against Trevor Teets at the time. Brandon Jordan, the starter for Carolina, went 4-plus innings, gave up 5 runs. Teets and Montero have picked him up, and now it's Bruce Towski out of the pen. 0-2. A little soft grounder towards third. Diving is Ferrer. He can't find it, and Morton's going to get on again. Great diving effort by Alberis Ferreira near the shortstop position. Covered a lot of ground, but he dove and lost the ball. Couldn't get up. And that, what I imagine, is going to be an infield hit for Caden Morton. It will be. And it is his first three-hit game of the season.
The first baseman, Bradley Vasquez.
Not the hardest hit ball, but a nice easy swing, and he gets rewarded for it. Good things happen when you put the ball in play. Morton has now reached all 4 times. He's at first. Braulio Vasquez, the hitter. First pitch to him with one out is high, and it's ball one. Green Jackets leading 5-2. Their first base runner since the fifth. As Morton, the one who last had the hit, snaps the streak himself. Leans off the bag. 1-0 pitch is inside. Nearly hit his back pocket. That is currently open. Got a little tail coming out of that left back pocket. You know, if it does hit that, that would be a hit by pitch. Any part, any article of clothing that gets hit, even if it grazes it, that's a hit by pitch. Not sure if he's doing it for that intent, though, as Vasquez takes one down away this time, 3-0. He's up there to hit. Vasquez had a 10-game on-base streak snapped yesterday in a pinch-hitting role. Hit for Backstrom in the 10th inning and grounded out back to the pitcher. 3-0 pitch takes all the way and takes a ball inside. An infield hit, now a walk. Green Jackets in business here in the 8th inning with first and second and one out for Victor De Hoyos. See if De Hoyos can drop the hammer here in the 8th inning and put this game away for the Green Jackets. Lead it by 3. Israel De La Cruz has retired all 8 batters he's faced. He is slated for the next half inning. No one warming up in the Green Jacket bullpen. Shivering, covered up bodies down in that first base side bullpen. As that wind is gusting. Lefty righty, first pitch to De Hoyos as he takes a spinner for a strike. He lands on the outside corner. And Brustowski gets ahead of De Hoyos. Drew a walk back in the 4th inning. Doyle's batting 353, but in sparing playing time. 0-1 pitch, had a half swing, thought better of that one as he went through the zone. And it's 0-2. Most of it coming off the heels of his monster 5-hit game where he recorded a team-best 10 total bases, had 2 singles, a double, actually 2 doubles, and a homer. A 3-run blast. 2-1 with 1 out. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Doyle takes one inside. 1-2. Good speed on both bases. As a matter of fact, elite speed with Morton and Vasquez. Morton talking back to Vasquez about something. Jokingly. 1-2 offering. De Hoyos a half swing on a big breaking ball. Missed low, but able to hold back. Just able to resist the temptation and go after it. Right-hander getting loose in the Mudcats bullpen. That'd be Brandon Ramey. Saw him earlier in the series as well. 2-2. De Hoyos takes a call at strike 3. Pulled out the parachute and stuck the landing right down the middle on a good breaking ball from Brustowski. And De Hoyos not sure what just hit him there. And that's a strikeout for Brustowski. 2 away now for Caleb Durbin. 2 on, 2 out to the 9-hitter for Augusta, trying to add to their 5-2 lead. Jackets have not trailed today. Again, yesterday they broke the trend of the team scoring first, losing. Got their extra inning win. First pitch to Durbin is sliced to the right side, foul, as it'll get 3 rows back into the seats. 0-1. First 4 games of this series, the team that struck first lost. Unfortunately for Augusta, they were the victims of 3 of those games. Games 1, 2, and 4. Game 4 might have hurt the most. They were ahead for most of that one. It was a late inning home run by Oswald Leonis in the 8th inning that put Carolina ahead for the first time, and they wouldn't give it up. The 0-1 to Durbin. A liner to right, moving over near the line is Scipione. Dives and he can't get it. It'll go to the wall. Caden Morton will score. Vasquez getting waved around. Miles Schroeder, the third base coach, is behind home to give the signals, and Caleb Durbin ends up at third base. A two-run triple for Caleb Durbin as he drops the hammer here in the eighth inning. It is 7-2 Augusta. I was looking over to third base trying to find Miles Schroeder, who's coaching over there today. He was behind home plate, waving home Vasquez. That is as deep as I've ever seen a third base coach. Kind of got enamored by it. But Durbin knew what to do. He ends up at third base. Two-run score, and the Green Jackets up their lead to 5 as Quintero bats from the right side for the first time against Brustowski. First pitch is down and in, 1-0. So it's not uncommon for a third base coach to be almost halfway down the line when they are sending runners home, trying to get the best view of the play coming in from wherever it is, whether to put the stop sign or the green light to go home. But he was all the way behind home plate. I've never seen that before. 1-0 pitch is up and in, 2-0. But he normally coaches over there every Sunday, and he's done a good job of it. Some good calls on sending guys home, but taking it to a whole nother level on that triple as there's a strike, and it's 2-1 as he lands a breaking ball in the inside corner to Quintero. As Augusta adds another triple to the tally, had two yesterday, adds one today. They're second in the league in that department. 2-1 pitch, there is strike two as he lands another breaking ball, 2-2. 17th triple of the season. Only Charleston's got more, and they've got 19. As time will be called by Quintero with the wind blowing hard. But once that got past the diving Scipione, a Durbin speed, easy triple. Got in there standing up. 2-2 pitch. Quintero leans back and takes the ball inside. 3-2. If you see the replay, though, on that Durbin triple, you will probably see Miles Schroeder standing in the background on it or in front of the camera, wherever it is. 3-2 pitch, a wave and a miss. Brustowski strikes out Quintero to end the eighth inning, but the Green Jackets drop a crooked number on a two-run triple by Caleb Durbin. And we are through 7.5. It's Augusta 7, Carolina 2 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
After every Sunday, Mudcats on the season, be sure to stop by the Johnson Healthcare Fan Center during today's game.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. Maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Israel De La Cruz back out there for the Green Jackets. Mitchell Speltz with you from Five County Stadium. 7-2 Green Jackets as they add two more to their lead on a two-run triple with two outs by a Caleb Durbin scoring both Caden Morton and Braulio Vasquez. A one-out single and a one-out walk come around to score for the Green Jackets on the 17th triple of the year for Augusta. An all-out diving effort by Arbert Scipione went by him. Cost him two runs, but you applaud the effort, though. In that scenario, probably best to try and prevent the runs. As the first pitch to Jackson Chorio is up and away, ball one. De La Cruz has retired 8 in a row for Augusta, stretching back to the fifth inning. And the one guy who has been an impossible out this series is at the plate, and Chorio, as he took a monster cut but missed. 1-1. He takes big cuts, but he is under control with those swings. When he connects, the ball goes far. 1-1 is going to catch the outside corner. 1-2. Can De La Cruz be the one that solves the puzzle of Jackson Chorio today? 3-for-3 with a double and two singles, both hard hit. 1-2, and he missed low. Threw a changeup, 2-2. His last two hits in particular, both maybe on better days, are home runs. Hit him off the top of the left center wall. 2-2, and he missed down and away, 3-2. As he is locked in at the plate. Seeing the ball well, barreling up a lot of pitches. Batting nearly 500 in this series. The 3-2 offering. A liner to right. Paulini goes back. Warning track. And this one is gone. A home run for Jackson Chorio. And the man is a machine. And it's 7-3. Went right with the wind down the right field side. Didn't get all of it, but got enough of it as Chorio is now a triple shy of the cycle. And what is his first four-hit game of his full season career? You knew he was due for one of those. He's just been hitting the ball hard all week long. And that one, maybe not the hardest hit, but hit to the right part of the ballpark, and it got over the short right field wall. Now 7-3, Augusta still up by 4. Now Chorio is having himself a day as there's a broken bat liner to right. This is going to drop a base hit for Garcia as the bat splits in half and back-to-back hits off Israel De La Cruz to start off the bottom of the eighth inning. I don't think the Green Jackets will mind seeing Chorio continue to rake, especially considering after today they won't see him again for the rest of the regular season. Ran into the Mudcats at the wrong time with him being called up just on Tuesday as Garcia has his first hit after that single to right. Now, man, what a talent he is. First pitch is inside, nearly hit Jesus Chirinos right around the knuckles. One ball, no strikes. And with all that going on, Juan Mateo has just taken his jacket off. With the short sleeves, he is going to start getting up in the bullpen for Augusta. Lead is 7-3, still nobody out in the eighth inning. As the pitch to Chirinos is fisted to right, and that one will sail out of play. One ball, one strike. And if everything goes to plan, the Green Jackets will not have to face Jackson Chorio again if they can handle their business for the final six outs. As the pitch is a strike, and it's 1-2. As he fires a fastball in at 90 miles an hour right on the edge. If he does get one more shot, he will get likely one more swing and attempt to get the cycle. Needs just the triple. 1-2 pitch, a liner to center, base hit. Smoked that one past the leaping Geraldo Quintero. And there are two on with nobody out. And now Mudcats starting to make a little noise here in the eighth inning. Time run's going to move to the on-deck area. You know, it'll be Hedbert Perez for now. Here comes Hendry Mendez. On three straight hits off De La Cruz this inning after he given up nothing in his first 2 2/3, eight straight retired. And now a homer and two singles, one blooper and one rocket. So Mike Steed's going to stall a little bit. He's going to come out to the mound to talk with De La Cruz. Lead is 4-7-3, but another guy gets on. Then the screws start to tighten a little bit. A big power threat due next. And Hedbert Perez, who is 0-3 today currently, he's got the power tied up, and so does the man coming up in Hendry Mendez, who has driven an 11 this year. Now, Elliot Melton will break up this mound visit as De La Cruz is in a spot where up by four, you're just looking for outs here. You get a double play in particular, that'll help you out the most. But meeting adjourned as Melton breaks it up, and everyone will retreat to their positions as Juan Mateo continues to get loose in the bullpen. Not a safe spot right now, but it very well could be. Actually, if it were to enter right now, if Mateo did enter, it would be a safe situation with the tying run on deck. That would also qualify as a safe spot when the lead is more than three. Now, runners at first and second. Still nobody out in the inning as De La Cruz faces Mendez. First pitch coming, a swing and a miss. Pulled the string on a changeup as he was waiting on a fastball, and he got the off-speed. Long look in by De La Cruz on the verge of his longest outing of the season as he works in his third full inning. Has covered 2 2/3. If he gets through this inning, it'll be 4 1/3. Or 3 2/3, excuse me, as the 0-1 pitch is in there. And it's 0-2. Longest outing is 3 1/3. Did that earlier this week against the Mudcats on Tuesday. If he's able to get through this inning, it would be a new season best for the long reliever. 0-2. It is a ball just down away. Well spotted, though. One ball, two strikes. He's got a big arm on the mound. Former infielder. Began that way with the Tigers organization after he was signed. Now converted pitcher. 1-2 pitch. A chopper foul as he got on top of the ball. Might have hit that off his front foot. He's got the gold shin protector going right over the shoe tops. But that top toe is always unprotected. And there's always an avenue to strike it. It doesn't feel good if you do get it. Ball one, strike two to Mendez, the DH, who's 1-3. Infield back, middle infield in particular, pinched towards the bag at second. They look for a double play ball. Normal depth for the outfield, maybe slightly in. De La Cruz set up the belt, fires home, and he missed in. Missed with a changeup, 2-2. As Juan Mateo, the intensity of his throws picking up a little bit over in the bullpen. De La Cruz trying to get Mendez. 2-2 pitch is outside, and it's 3-2. As the wind is really blowing now. Trying to collect himself on the mound. De La Cruz fighting through the wind, the weather, the cold. Brief step off by De La Cruz, and they will reset the pitch clock, but he's ready. Here it comes, and he missed inside, and the bases are loaded. Still nobody out, and it'll be Hedbert Perez coming up. It's been a tough game and a tough series for Perez, but you have to be careful with this man. Mudcats down by 4, and at this juncture, the way things are starting to progress here in the 8th inning, that 2-run triple by Caleb Durbin looming large. Those are some big insurance runs that have come in, and Nestor Perez is going to make a change. As you can tell, De La Cruz, I think a little cold out there, is going to be pulled here for Juan Mateo, who will be coming in, is in a save situation right now. Bases full of Mudcats, nobody out, and the tying run is coming to the plate for Carolina. It'll be the sixth hitter, Hedbert Perez. Big moment in this game. Green Jackets by 4, but one swing could change it all. Keep it right here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Thing. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Moment in this ball game. Green Jackets lead the Mudcats 7-3, but here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Carolina has them loaded for Hedbert Perez. The right-hander Juan Mateo takes over for Israel De La Cruz, who will be his eighth appearance of the year. This is a save situation for Mateo if he does finish the game. He's 1-for-1 this year in saves and opportunities. ERA of 2.08. He's only been scored upon once this season. He's given up 4 hits, 6 strikeouts, and 4 walks for the hard-throwing right-hander from Tennessee Wesleyan. pitched last year in the Cleveland Guardians organization in their minor league system, and now first year with the Atlanta Braves, pitching Augusta after he was let go. As a 29-year-old right-hander from Athens, Tennessee, will face off with Hedbert Perez. Big power threat at the plate. Got to be careful. And Mateo, a big fastball pitcher, has to work the corners well. You can throw Perez fastballs, but just got to locate them. Righty on lefty. First pitch coming to Perez. A rocket to right. That's a base hit. One run's going to score. Paulini cuts it off. Here comes another. The throw to the plate will be cut off by Vasquez, and it's 7-5. Hedbert Perez on the first pitch got a fastball, and he jumped all over it into right field to score two runs. Now, if it wasn't for the two-run triple by Durbin last inning, this game would be tied. Lead is two. Both those runs are going to be charged to Israel De La Cruz. A homer, two singles, a walk, and another single. And the Mudcats now have the go-ahead run at the plate. Garcia and Chirino score on the play. Mendez at third, Perez at first. Ferrer the batter, 0-3. First pitch, up and in. One ball, no strikes. And now the goal is to get through this inning without Perez scoring over at first. He is the key run. Carolina now out hitting Augusta 9-8. Open stance for Ferrer. Mateo kicks and throws. Fastball cut on and missed. Well spotted from Mateo. One ball, one strike. Infield is back for Augusta. They will gladly trade another run scoring for two outs if they can get it. Break even pitch to Ferrer. Perez is running. Grounder towards short. Diving Durbin. He has it. Only play is first, and he'll get it. In to score is Mendez. It's 7-6. But Perez at second base probably would have gotten there anyway. But a big first out on a great defensive play by Caleb Durbin. A diving effort. Good communication by his infield to tell him go to first. And he'll make the play, but it's an RBI for Ferrer. Now the tying run second base for Jose Cibrian. Now, what's been a tough day for Ferrer in the field, he does make a play for his offense to get him within one. A four-run eighth inning, a 7-2 lead is now 7-6. Mateo kicks and throws. A fastball swung and fouled in the mitt of Adam Zabrowski, 0-1. And the way this is playing out, the lead is one. Got to keep it that way. And Jackson Chorio is going to get another swing in the ninth inning, more than likely. 0-1 pitch is outside, and it's 1-1. Right now, the task at hand is holding the lead. Carolina, when they look just about dead, have roared back here in the eighth inning. 1-1, a foul back, a fastball at 94 from Mateo. Looks back at the radar gun, sees 94, and kind of shrugs, says, good enough. Typically around 97, 98 with his fastball, but a little tougher to reach back there today considering the wind, the cold, pitching with the short sleeves on. 1-2, a swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup. A foul tip that was caught by Adam Zabrowski, and Juan Mateo strikes out Jose Cibrian for the second out, and now it's Zach Robbie. A tough day for Robbie. He's 0-3. Tying run for Carolina still at second base. Here on this Mother's Day, and it has turned into a good one. Green Jackets trying to just get out of here with a split, now trying to hold on for dear life. First pitch to Robbie is lined towards second. That's a base hit into right, and this game is tied. Hedbert Perez scores, and it's a 7-7 ball game. Zach Robbie delivers in the biggest way possible here in the eighth inning with an RBI single. And from 7-2 down, the Green Jackets have allowed this game to come back and be tied. And now you can't let the go-ahead run score. Here is Arbert Cibrian. That is the fifth hit of the inning. It's a brand new ball game here in the bottom of the eighth. Mateo trying to get through it. First offering to Cipion's inside, 1-0. Now this is almost a very key batter here. Cibrian at the plate. Chorio is next. And if you're just joining us now, Jackson Chorio has torched Augusta today and all week. He's 4-for-4. Started this inning with a home run. 1-0 pitch, a liner towards left, charging in Brandon Parker. He'll get there. In the alley, makes the catch to retire the side, but now got to turn the gears here if you're Augusta. We go to the ninth, tied at 7 on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on ya. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA. Got a branch.
A 7-2 lead for Augusta in the eighth inning is gone. We are tied at 7 as we play in the top of the ninth inning. New pitcher on for the Mudcats, right-hander Brandon Ramey from Riverside, California, is on for the second time in this series, eighth time overall this year. 6.48 ERA for Ramey. He's got one hold and has allowed 6 earned runs and 8 in the third innings. He is on the mound here, and he will have the top of the order for Carroll or for Augusta. Cal Conley, Stephen Paulini, and Adam Zabrowski. Ramey pitched back in the opener on Tuesday, pitched a scoreless 2 1/3. Did walk 3, though, with 2 strikeouts. He's the 5th pitcher used by the Mudcats today. Green Jackets trying to get the lead back. They have led all day. First pitch to Conley is a low ball. Just missed. 1-0. A 2-run triple by Caleb Durbin is looming large right now. That made it 7-2, and if it's not for that, Carolina is leading by 2. As Conley takes a strike this time on a fastball from Ramey, 1-1. And now the Mudcats trying to roar back, and if they're going to win, they're going to win the series, and they're going to walk it off. Green Jackets trying to prevent that. 1-1 pitch is on the outside corner, back door to breaking ball. 1-2 to Conley. He's reached twice and scored twice in this game. The Green Jackets trying to get the leadoff man on. Here's the 1-2. Conley waves and sends one into left center field, charging in Perez, and he will get underneath and make the catch. That one just stayed in the air long enough, and Conley is the first out of the Green Jacket ninth. Now Stephen Paulini to the plate as he's looking for a pick-me-up. It's been a tough week or so for Stephen. He's having a good year, but his average has fallen under 200 at this point. He is 1-for-20 in the series after coming off a good one against Delmarva. First pitch is a bullseye. 0-1 as Ramey gets ahead. Last thing if you want to do if you're Augusta is go down quickly and keep the momentum on the side of Carolina. The 0-1, Paulini takes the ball inside, 1-1. Trying to start something up here with Adam Zabrowski on deck. Ramey working quickly, exclusively from the stretch. Here's a pitch. Paulini rifles one foul to the left side. That'll reach the seating area. Souvenir ball for several fans who are down there. Still quite a few fans here that have toughed out the cold. Not the biggest crowd per se, and obviously not the greatest day for a ball game, but they're getting their money's worth. 1-2 pitch, a big slider down and in. And it's 2-2 to Paulini. trying to be patient against the big breaking bones of Ramey. He's well spotted him to start this inning. 2-2 pitch, a high fly to right, going near the line is Cipion. Has this one got a chance? And it is a home run for Pelini. A go-ahead bomb for Pelini, his first of the season, and Augusta has the lead back in the top of the ninth as the dugout explodes. On this day, you never know about that one. Was it going to stay in? Was it going to go foul? That one might have hit the foul pole, but regardless, it stayed just inside, and Augusta, who lost a 7-2 lead, now have the lead back. It's 8-7. Zabrowski bats, and he hits one to short on the first pitch. Eduardo Garcia picks it up and throws him out, and there are two away. And we'll see if that's the difference here today, but Stephen Pelini coming through with the heroics here in the ninth inning for now. Now Brandon Parker, his first homer, and it could not come in a more timely spot. The wind's blowing in that direction, too, so you never know. That one might have blown foul if it had an extra second in the air, as the pitch to Brandon Parker is a strike, 0-1. Now, there's a spot to get it out of here on this kind of day. You got the wind blowing that way. I've been saying that a lot over the course of this game, but there's a short wall and short distance to cover in right field. 0-1 pitch is a ball inside, 1-1. Now you only got 309 down the right field wall, and it is about half the size of the 25-foot wall that otherwise covers the perimeter of the field. 1-1. Parker bends back and takes a strike on the inside corner, 1-2. Now push comes to shove. Augusta now up by one. They'll have Chorio Garcia and Chirinos coming up. 1-2 pitch. Parker lets him go outside, 2-2. Still a tall task to climb. Juan Mateo is going to have the ninth inning. He'll get tacked with a blown save in the eighth, but he has a chance to be the winner in the ninth if he can finish it off. 2-2 pitch. Parker half swing laid off a big curve. They will ask it first, and it's 3-2 as Parker held up. Pitch is just a bit down and in. It is a full count walk to Parker after a 7-pitch battle. And he is on with 2 outs and now a chance for some extra insurance. Caden Morton comes up. He has not been retired today. And we just saw it, folks. Runs can come easy for this Carolina team. Another one on the board wouldn't hurt. Parker gets his lead off of first. The opening pitch to Morton. He'll carry to the inside corner and hit it for a strike. And it's 0-1. The only way to end this game, if you're Augusta, is you got to find a way almost to get Jackson Chorio out. And we'll see that showdown to start next half inning. The 0-1 pitch. Morton, a liner to left center, falling fast. It's down. A base hit for Caden Morton. It is a four-hit afternoon for Morton. He's reached all 5 times, and the inning will continue for Braulio Vasquez. He is finding his groove at the plate in a major way. Keeps the inning going for Vasquez. Second hit, third base run of the inning off Brandon Ramey. And now can Vasquez help the Green Jackets put a crooked number up here in the ninth inning? Now up 8-7, hits are even at 10 apiece. Righty, righty. First pitch to Braulio Vasquez is just off the outside corner with a big hook at 72 miles an hour from Ramey. 1 ball and no strikes. Ramey comes set, looks to second base. 1-0 pitch is in the dirt. 2 balls and no strikes. You know, Ramey's struggling to find it a little bit, but if they're going to get out of this inning, this is all going to be Ramey right here. Bullpen is quiet. And if you have to go to your bullpen, that's a sign things have probably gotten out of hand. Vasquez, good hitter's count. 2 balls, no strikes. 8-7 Green Jackets, top of the ninth inning. The pitch, Vasquez, a big swing, and he fists the one back to the netting. 2-1. Second home run as many innings. If you can go back with Pelini, we saw Chorio hit one last inning over that right field side and Again, if there's a spot to get one out today, it is in right field. 2-1. Vasquez takes a ball in the dirt. 3-1. Doesn't get Vasquez, perhaps. The biggest moment of the game is going to come from the on-deck hitter, Victor De Hoyos, who awaits in the on-deck area. As Vasquez is up in the count, 3-1. A guy who's batting 298 on the year. He's got a homer himself that was on the last homestand. 3-1 is up and away. He lost him. And now possibly with the game hanging in the balance right here, Carolina down by one. Costa has a chance to break it open here with De Hoyos coming to the plate, and that'll bring the catcher to the mound. And Cibrian's going to go talk with Ramey. Now the fly out of Cal Conley, then the homer by Pelini. Got Zabrowski to ground out one pitch later, and at that moment it looked like it was just going to be the one run scoring, but now a walk, a single, another walk. And Augusta has a chance to reestablish the dominance here in the ninth inning with the big swinging Victor De Hoyos coming to the plate. Hector's had some early moments this year, and can he provide another here on Mother's Day? A 7-2 lead evaporates in the eighth inning for Augusta as Carolina ties it, but now Green Jackets snatch it back as Christian Tripp is now warming up in the bullpen. First pitch, Vasquez, or I should say De Hoyos, gets bent back and he takes ball one inside on a breaking ball at 69 miles an hour. Christian Tripp just got up for the Mudcats. If he's going to come in, it'll probably be in a couple of batters. 1-0, De Hoyos fouls one back. Good even swing on that one. It's 1-1. As he looks for a hanger, there was another breaking ball, left it up in the zone, just unable to turn the bat head on it. One ball, one strike. Parker at third, Morton second, Vasquez at first. 1-1. De Hoyos takes a strike on the outside corner. And with a fastball. 1-2, and De Hoyos not a fan of it. And Elliot Melton having none of the conversation. Excellent speed on all three bases. Anything in the gaps has an excellent shot to clear them. Now we're moving on contact as well. Ball one, strike two, the pitch. De Hoyos lays off a big slider. Missed away, 2-2. De Hoyos comes into this at bat 0-4. His lone time on base was a walk. He is facing his fourth different pitcher. 2-2 pitch. De Hoyos takes one just off the outside corner, and the count goes full. Everybody will be moving on the pitch. As the situation intensifies for De Hoyos the batter and Ramey the pitcher. 8-7 Augusta, top nine. Bases full of Green Jackets with two outs. Full boat to the DH, Victor De Hoyos. Here's the pitch. He swings and taps it foul. Just got a piece of it. Was a little early on a fastball, but just able to get a piece with the lumber. And we will do it again with pitch number 7 of the at-bat coming up. Trying to pack the punch here in the top of the ninth inning. Green Jackets lead is 1. Trying to make it more. Everyone gets their leads. Big one for Vasquez. They're running, and it is outside. He walked him. Just missed. Cibrian brought that back in, but a little too far out as Victor De Hoyos works the bases loaded walk, and it's 9-7 Augusta. That'll play all the same. Third walk of the inning issued by Ramey. Had 3 in his first outing on Tuesday, 3 this inning. As Parker scores, inning continues for Caleb Durbin. Now a 9-7 game. That's a huge insurance run. First pitch, Durbin bounced it to third, picked up by Ferrer. He's going to race to the bag. Close play, but he tags out Vasquez to retire the side. But Augusta gets the lead back on a homer by Stephen Pelini. And they add to it with a bases loaded walk to Victor De Hoyos. To the bottom of the ninth we go. It's now Augusta 9, Carolina 7 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed.
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green.
Seven Augusta, bottom of the ninth inning. A solo home run by Stephen Polini breaks the tie off Brandon Raming, and then a bases loaded of Victor De Hoyos adds a key insurance run as Jackson Chorio leads it off. He is 4-for-4. Juan Mateo, who came in with nobody out last inning, but got three of the four batters he faced out, but all three inherited runs scored. That ended up tying the game. First pitch is low to Chorio, 1-0. And the key part about that insurance run that scored, the worst Chorio can do here is pull the game within one. He homered last inning. 1-0 from Mateo is a strike. Bullseye on the outside corner. Threw him a slider. 1-ball, 1-strike. Chorio is a triple shy of the cycle. He's got 2 hard hit singles, a long double, and a homer over the right field wall, an inning to go. Break even pitch. Chorio missed down. 2-1. Good spot on a changeup. Didn't bite on it. At the very least, Chorio just trying to get on a 4-for-4 game in what has been one incredible series for the 18-year-old. 2-1 is outside again. 3-1. If he gets on, tying run comes to the plate. And a 9-7 lead for Augusta here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Trying to escape Zebulon with a series split with the Mudcats. 3-1 pitch is down away, a 5-pitch walk. Chorio reaches for the fifth time. It's not a hit, but it's all the same here as the tie and run will come to the plate. This is going to be all Juan Mateo here in the ninth inning. As there's nobody getting up in the bullpen, Mateo has pitched in plenty of these big spots. And now Eduardo Garcia, who is 1-for-4, single off Israel De La Cruz, an inning to go. Ready on righty, Mateo set. First pitch coming back is on the outside corner. Starts him with the gas, and it's 0-1. Mateo looking for a double play ball. Chorio getting nice steps off of first. The 0-1. A swing and a foul into the mid of Adam Zabrowski, and it's 0-2. Turned him back with a changeup, and we're seeing a very similar thing from Mateo as we did from Roldy Munoz yesterday. Big fastball thrower, but relying a lot on his changeup to these big swinging fastball hitters. 0-2 pitch, a liner towards second, could be two on a hop. Quintero flips to Conley, relay to first, and they got it! 4-6-3, double play, and the Green Jackets are an out away from a series split. Played that hop perfectly. A hot liner that Quintero backed up on, down to a knee, played down a hop, flipped to Conley covering the bag, and it turns into two, and now it is up to Jesus Chirinos to extend this game for Carolina. There's double play turned today by the slick middle infield for Augusta. Mateo trying to earn the win in the split. First pitch to Chirinos is down, 1-1. 9-7 Augusta, and what has been a wild, fun one here this afternoon. 1-1 and no strikes the count. 1-0. A bouncing ball over the middle. Quintero on two hops has it. On to first, and the Green Jackets win on Mother's Day. 9-7 in Five County Stadium. A big comeback effort by the Mudcats. They come from 7-2 down to tie it in the eighth inning with five runs. But a Stephen Paolini ninth inning homer and a bases loaded walk to Victor De Hoyos helps Augusta stay alive and get the win and a series split with the Mudcats by taking the final two games. What a game here today. Green Jackets head back home, winners of two in a row. As we'll start up a homestand on Tuesday. More on that in a moment. And recap on this game with the totals and summaries coming up next on the Easy Gill postgame show on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
You know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Show presented by Easy Go from Five County Stadium in Zebulon. The Green Jackets on Mother's Day get the win 9-7. Got a little tighter than anticipated down the stretch, but Augusta will earn the split. They won the final two games of the series in thrilling fashion to do it. 10-inning victory yesterday, 6-5, a 9-7 thriller here this afternoon. Augusta got on the board quick, three first-inning runs. Carolina got back into it with a run in the fourth, but then the Green Jackets added two more in the fifth to go up 5-1. Carolina got it back within three with a fifth inning run in the bottom half. And right when Augusta looked like they put this game away, Caleb Durbin had a two-run triple in the eighth inning to go up 7-2. That was with two outs. Game looked well in hand, but Mudcats had other ideas. They sent nine to the plate in the eighth inning, all started by a solo home run by Jackson Chorio. Let a run of five straight players reaching. They'd end up tying the game with five runs in the eighth inning to even the score at seven. But then in the ninth inning with one out, Stephen Paolini, a long battle at the plate, hit a solo home run into the wind in right field just over the wall. His first home run of the season, and it was a big one to put Augusta ahead by one. They got an extra run on a bases-loaded walk to Victor De Hoyos with two outs. And with a 9-7 lead, Juan Mateo, after a leadoff walk to Jackson Chorio, got a double play ball off the bat of Eduardo Garcia and a ground ball out from Jesus Chirino to secure a 9-7 win for Augusta and split the series with the Mudcats three games apiece. Mitchell Speltz with you from Five County Stadium as we wrap things up here on the Easy Go postgame show. Final numbers in this one for Augusta. After the win, they are now 15-12, 9 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They stranded 9 in this game. Carolina now 14-13 after the defeat. 7 runs, 10 hits for the Mudcats on 3 errors and 6 runners left on base. Time of the ballgame today, 2 hours and 43 minutes, plus a 14-minute delay back in the third inning caused by the fire alarm going off here. That put us in a little bit of a delay in front of a crowd who toughed out the cold today. 49 degrees for most of the game, 1,300 here in attendance at Five County Stadium for the finale. Now time for the WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ballgame tonight. And, well, this one's pretty easy. Stephen Paolini had the go-ahead solo home run in the ninth inning to put Augusta ahead, and that would be the decisive run of the ball game after Carolina's ferocious comeback in the eighth inning to tie the game at 7. It was Fellini's just his second hit of the series, and for him, his first home run of the year to give Augusta an 8-7 lead. They did add on one more for good measure to win at 9-7, but Stephen Paolini's first home run of the year in the ninth inning is tonight's WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ball game. As for the IT guy of the game, the IT performer, player of the game, Caden Warren will get those honors in what was perhaps the best all-around offensive game for Caden. He reached all five times with four singles and a walk. Warren's starting to get into a rhythm offensively as the young outfielder had a great series defensively and perhaps his best offensive game, reaching base all five times. He was not retired here this afternoon. And now time for one final drive around the league, presented by Easy Go, as well as we check out the Carolina League and also the minor league baseball scoreboard for the Atlanta Braves. It is the final in game one of a doubleheader. Fredericksburg tops Lynchburg in a seven-inning game, 6-1. Hillcats only had two hits. Game two coming up shortly. Also today, Down East tops Kannapolis 2-1. Both runs for the Wood Ducks came in the top of the ninth, down 1-0, as the Wood Ducks defeat the Cannonballers. Myrtle Beach running it up on Salem right now, 8-3 Pelicans in the bottom of the sixth inning at Haley Toyota Field in Salem, Virginia. They are playing a second game coming up after the conclusion of game one. Later on tonight at 5:05 Eastern Time, Fayetteville is at Charleston, and Delmarva finishes up their series on the road at Columbia Shorebirds, head back home after a 12-game road trip once they conclude that game. Minor league scoreboard in the Braves affiliates. Gwinnett walks off the Charlotte Knights today. Down 5-3 entering the bottom of the ninth. Striper score three times to defeat the Knights. 6-5 the final score. Stripers are now back to 500 at 15-15. Greenville has jumped out to a 4-0 lead on Rome in the top of the fourth inning, thanks to a four-run second inning. That game is currently in the top of the fourth inning. And Mississippi leads Pensacola 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Mississippi Braves currently throwing a no-hitter through five games. Hope I don't jinx that. But 2-0 Mississippi over Pensacola, bottom of the fifth from Trestman Park in Mississippi. And the Atlanta Braves are on the verge of a series victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. It's currently Atlanta ahead 9-0. A William Contreras three-run home run, the last blow of that game in the fifth inning, as the Braves are on the verge of back-to-back wins against Milwaukee in the playoff rematch from a year ago and on the verge of taking that series. Two will meet again in about a week, though, in Milwaukee. As for us, we're going back home after a six-game trip here to Zebulon. Off day tomorrow. Restart a new home series on Tuesday as the Columbia Fireflies are in town. Green Jackets won 2 of 3 from Columbia back in the opening series of the year. And now the Fireflies make the 66-mile trip south to SRP Park to start up a new series. 7:05 first pitch for the opener on Tuesday. Probables for that game have yet to be determined. But we get started for the on-deck show about 6:45 on Tuesday. And we'll get started with 7:05 first pitch from SRP Park. Hope to have you with us as the Green Jackets look to make it 3 in a row after back-to-back road wins here this afternoon to split the series with the Carolina Mudcats. Well, that's just about all for us here from Zebulon. One final time, the final score. The Augusta Green Jackets 9, Carolina Mudcats 7. My name is Mitchell Spelt, saying so long from Five County Stadium. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining us today and throughout the week. Have a great rest of your Mother's Day, and we will talk to you on Tuesday. Good night, everybody.